attention. And I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. All been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
Motherfucking cunt, wig, ball, sucker, bitch head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my face.
Hello. Hello, everyone. LunaticRadio.com show, Kier Rock.
Yo.
Josh Gogan chilling out with you.
Yeah.
On a late summer afternoon in New York, everybody. Olympics is over.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
Done deal.
Are
in
you
and
sad?
Out. 2 weeks in and out. No one's thinking about them anymore.
No.
They are done. Men's basketball team won the gold, and now we can all go home and wait for football season to start. Because football's the best sport in America, right?
So says the demos.
Yeah. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Yeah. Ooh. Word up, everybody. We are live on the web camera again for a second week in a row. This is incredible. It's like the Yankees winning two games in a row. That's what I meant.
It's just great because I keep on trying to get feedback and Tony's like, oh, it's frozen. And meanwhile, like, he doesn't have his computer on.
He's talking about his penis.
It was repoed, actually.
Emo Tony from Hamilton, New Jersey. Faithful fan.
You guys never talk about me. I said that in the chat room. Shut up, Tony. We get it.
You guys never talk about... Oh, I didn't know we were doing the Emo Tony show.
Yeah. You know, we only mentioned him like 18 times last week. It wasn't enough. I needed 19.
You're not working on that Emo Tony update intro?
Yeah, really? Actually, yeah, we're changing the name from LunaticRadio.com to the Emo Tony show. :cries:.
When Page Six starts doing Emo Tony stories, we'll start covering Emo Tony.
It was great. It was on the board. Someone brought up because we were talking about the water peeing thing with the diving, little Olympics segue.
Yes.
And someone explained it. It actually is two things why they have the little trickling
water. It was two things, which the first being the one which it breaks the surface tension, and the second being just to make me feel like I'm not an ass for not knowing
the real reason. Hey, listen, do not, because people are actually paying attention to the show,
I know. No, I learned something.
And
it's
the other
good.
Reason is so it kind of reduces the force of the body, kind of like lands
tension.
Softer.
Yeah.
Right. And Emo, I mentioned that in the chat room last week. They don't listen. They never listen. Shut up. Fucking go cry about it.
I want credit for that remark.
I brought it up. I want the Emo Tony show immediately.
I said that a week ago. Does he fucking email CNN with these fucking... I thought of that.
I actually think when he was writing that post on the board that he was crying.
I said who Barack Obama's running mate was before Obama did.
Joe Biden, I called it 3 months ago. Emo Tony, :cries:.
:cries:.
Go fuck yourself, Wolf. Hey, the Democratic convention's this week, everybody.
Ooh. The Olympics to the convention. Wow.
Yeah. Nice segue.
How can we deal with all the excitement?
I don't know.
We should have had a week to just sort of decompress.
It's amazing. What are the events at the Democratic Convention? What are we going to have? Anything good? Obama talking?
It's going to be, let's see, a bunch of hope change, hope, change. And after 8 years of this Bush administration, we can't stand another 4 years of John McSame.
John McSame. That's a good one. When they announced that, when Obama announced that Joe Biden was going to be his VP, right?
Whoa!
Yesterday.
Vice President?
I knew they were going to come up. Because, you know, like when the celebrities date another celebrity, like John Mayer dates Jennifer Addison, they come up with one. Like the Brangelina.
Yes, right.
I was watching the coverage on CNN yesterday.
What did they come up with?
And you knew they were going to come up with one name.
What did they come up with?
It's Joe Bama.
Oh.
It's Joe Bama, everybody. So there you go.
I would have gone with O'Biden.
That's not a bad one. I like that one. O'Biden. Joe Bama or O'Biden? What are you going with? Because we need one for the show. We need a name to call them.
I'm just going to go.
I'm going to go with it. Let's go with O'Biden.
Yeah.
O'Biden. Because who's really going to be running the country if...
How about Ojo?
Ojo?
Ojo's not bad. Ojo, wow, Rocky might have...
Hey, finally got something!
You should put a poll on the message board.
All right. Is it Joe Bama, O'Biden, or what is it, yours?
Ojo. The Ojo. Like the Ocho.
Ojo.
The Ojo. Come on, you know.
It might be too short, though, because you can't.
You got to say the Ojo.
You know Joe Bama is Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Ojo, you don't know what the O is. It could be Oprah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Joe Bama sounds too much like Yo Mama. Joe Bama.
Who cares?
It just sort of plays into the whole
Biden,
race thing a little.
Biden's
little.
Hacky ways. I have to stick with Joe Bama.
Rich Mahogany's going with O-Juice. Why, I don't know.
See, that makes no sense. Of course you would go with that because it's not funny.
Now, Emo's like, I was going to say that, so I realistically should get credit for that. Rich is one for one. No, he's not. He's hope of the century.
Who's going to be McCain's running mate? That's what we want to know.
I'm guessing it will probably be a chick.
Hot chick. That's what McCain should go with.
Hot chick.
Obviously, I always take it that way.
Naughty politics, eh?
Naughty politics. He's going with Roxy DeVille.
There you go. Wow. There's a running mate.
I'm fucking voting for him. Kidding me? McCain picks a fucking... It would be great if McCain picked... But she has to be... Does the VP have to be over 35?
Yes, because if the president were to die... Were to die.
Who's a cougar out there that we would like as a VP? Nina Hartley, the old porn star?
She's a little...
From the 70s?
She's a little too old. Just go out there and, like, pick a fucking celebrity.
How old is Jenna Jameson now? Not that she was a cougar, but I'm starting
like
to just
32.
Think...
She's like 32. She's like
Ari. Damn.
Pick, like, Angelina Jolie. That way it's like, all right, you're so fucking smart.
Yeah, but she's another one that's under 35.
No, she's not, is she?
She is.
Get out of here.
Yeah. She's like 33.
No.
Yeah. When Rock just said Jenna Jameson, you think she's been around for 40 years. She has been, but she's only, like, 33.
Unbelievable.
Jenna Jameson's been in the spotlight since she was like fucking 15.
Wow. That she is 33. God damn it.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Man.
Joe Bama is what we have to go
Joe
with.
Bama.
I like the O-Joe.
I like O'Biden and I like O-Joe.
O-Joe.
But we don't know what the O stands for.
The what?
When we say that on the show, O-Joe. No one's going to know we're talking about
Obama.
Obviously,
Joe Bama, everyone immediately knows Bama.
Yeah,
but then they don't know it's Joe Biden. It could be like Joe Camel.
Does anyone
Obama
care about
smoke.
Joe Biden, honestly? No one cares.
Well, the Republicans are saying that he's going to, if they win, he's going to be like the Dick Cheney of the ticket.
Yeah.
He's going to be running shit.
Well, he's got the most,
because Obama can only talk.
He's got a lot of experience
in slang rock.
He was during like the He was one of the guys during the big steroids in baseball thing that was he was an ass about it. He's one of those guys who, like, instead of questioning, he goes on long speeches.
Oh, God. I'm just thinking of Obama doing, like, State of the Union addresses. Seeing, looky here.
No!
What up, partners?
Hey, yo, forget Joe Biden. You know who his vice, his VP should be?
Who?
His running mate, I should say. You don't say VP yet. Shannon Sharp. Oh, but he couldn't say Obama.
Yeah.
I
just want to hear fucking Shannon Sharp say the word Obama.
Just need to
without
change.
Without fucking falling over because his lips are flapping too fast.
Jesus Christ. Just change the name from VP to hype man. Obama and his hype man, Joe Biden.
So say it back to you, Boom. Say it back to you, Obama. Back to you, Obama.
Back to you, Obama.
It could work.
Rock, look up old. Can you look that up on Google? Old porn stars that we can get John McCain to.
Oh no, they're just going to show like the
long.
Granny
I don't think
porn.
They're gonna...
You got to be super specific.
Classic, classic porn
stars.
So what
stars. Do you want? Like, what do you want? Porn stars over the age of
35. Because John McCain now he hasn't released who his VP is. I think if he wants to make a fucking stand. And he wants to get the little bump because, you know, all the analysts on CNN and Fox News talk about the big bump a candidate gets when they announce their VP, right? Like this week, Obama's going to get a nice little 5-point bump.
You think?
Because he's got the convention and he just announced his VP, Joe Biden.
That just goes to show how stupid people are.
Yeah, well.
The convention, I'm going to vote Obama now.
Yeah, right. But then when the Republican convention comes around, they're going to be talking about McCain.
The Republican convention, I'm going to vote McCain instead of Obama now.
Sasha Gray. I wish Sasha Gray could be his VP.
Porn doesn't have, like, databases like that. Like, you know, ages and shit, you know?
I know.
There's no way to find this information out.
Joe Biden is the VP.
No way. No way in hell to find it out. No, it's impossible.
It is! Porn does not have, like, databasing of fucking search queries. You know, you can't fucking look up porn stars over the age of 35.
Type in 70s porn stars.
That's too old.
1980s porn stars.
There you go. See, look who's thinking.
1980s porn stars.
How about Tracy Lords? How old is she?
What about if, like, how old is fucking Lexington Steele? What if McCain picked Lexington Steele to be his VP? And his dick to be, like, Secretary of State.
List of female porn stars by decade. All right, here's 1980s. Let's
1980s.
See. Let's see if there's any name here that seems somewhat.
We're trying to look up.
Tracy Lords.
Tracy see? Lords could be John McCain's fucking
she?
Running mate.
68. So that puts her at what?
She's 40. Says right next to her. She's 40. She could be the VP. Tracy Lords.
Let's try 90s.
Rock, screw it. Tracy Lords is definitely it.
Yeah, there you go.
Tracy Lords has got to be it. She's famous.
She's done a little bit of everything.
Hey, Tiffany Minx, I met this broad. 71. Would she count? Yeah, she would count.
Yeah, she's 30, not bad. 36. So, she's not bad. Let's go with Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords!
McCain should go with Tracy Lords as the VP.
Yeah.
Lord of the House.
Now, why Tracy Lords? Because she's a well-known chick. Right?
Okay.
She'll be a female on the ticket. Everybody's thinking fucking McCain's going to go with another old white-haired guy. You know? He can change
Santa
it up.
Santa Claus?
He can make a statement.
It's not real.
By not only picking a chick, but picking a chick who's done porno.
I like it.
Tracy's 40 years old. I'm sure she can put together a sentence every once in a while. Why not? She did porno when she was 15 and no one knew about it.
Right.
She is a trendsetter. Trendsetter. Rocket, if you
could. Set her vagina.
Can we go to MySpace, sir?
If you could.
Do you want to run with Obama, LOL?
I don't know if you can look this up.
Obama's already picked a running mate, Rocket.
Things could change.
I don't know if you can look this up on the other laptop, but
what?
Tracy Lord's audio of her like old school porno.
Sure.
Let's get some audio of Tracy Lord's on the program. Great.
T-R-A-C-I.
I used to spend months jacking the Tracy Lords.
No one's shocked by anything.
No.
When it comes to jacking in you, Lord.
By the way, just so to put it out there, I am working on my Naughty America top 5 scenes for everybody.
You have to work through every scene just to...
I'm working on it. I'm down to 3. I got 3 for the top 5.
How do you determine which is your top...
Well, it's pretty much the chick.
Yeah.
And how she moves.
Right, but
and
I mean,
how frisky she
but
is.
Let, but like, let's say, does your reaction to the clip
absolutely
play a role?
Absolutely.
Like how much of the clip you actually make it through?
Absolutely. And I go back to it. I've been, like these three clips that I have already from my top five of Naughty America, I've been back to many times.
Do I fast forward a lot? Do I skip around to get to the good part?
Is that- I've analyzed these scenes like fucking Shannon Sharp on CBS Football. Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about Obama's big Freudian slip yesterday, apparently, called Joe Biden. When he was introducing Joe Biden, he called him the president, the next president.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So let me introduce to you the next president, the next vice president of the United States of America, Joe Biden.
So basically he's saying that if I'm elected, I will be assassinated, so here's the next president.
Right. You think that's what he's saying right there?
That what he should have done to cover it up is introducing the next president, me introducing the next vice president. Like, he didn't cover that slip very well.
He should. That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, he should have covered that up.
Like, what has two thumbs is going to be the next president? This guy.
He should have made, like, a remark like, oh, that's going to make YouTube or something. You know? It would have been funny. But he couldn't be real.
No. The big complaint on Obama is he's not very good when he's off the teleprompter. If it's not written in front of him, he's not quick to cover.
When he did that sit down with that fucking minister last week, and he was asking him questions and shit, the questions he didn't know that were coming, wasn't prepared for the questions. Yeah. He hasn't seen the questions. It's very slow speaking.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, you look at it that way. He's like, he's thinking about what he wants to say. You know.
Yeah. I would, just if that's what you're going to be, though, make it uncomfortable for the guy. Like, just sit there and smile and stare at him while you're thinking of the answer.
Like a psycho?
And take way too long to do it.
I don't know if the American voters would like that. Psycho staring black guy.
And just acknowledge it, though. Like, I am doing this on purpose, by the way.
So you would vote for a candidate that has a nice sense of humor.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying last week, but you shot me down.
Did I?
Yeah, I said it because I was talking about McCain and how well he did in that sit down with the minister guy and how he had a sense of humor. He's cracking jokes, right, making the crowd laugh. And you said, hey, boy, you were hammering me on it. You hammered me on it.
Did I?
You did a little bit.
Get out of here.
You had a little snide remark. You were voting for a funny guy, aren't you?
That doesn't mean, no, that was probably Rocket that said that. I don't think that was me.
It was you.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It depends on what you know what? It depends on the type of humor.
You know what? I'm back on the Obama tip, though. Last week I was on the McCain tip.
So you're one of those guys, hey, he just announced the VP, I'm going with Obama.
Well, I was with Obama in the beginning. I was like, I bought into the whole change thing, you know, because I like pocket change, too. And
but now he roped Jim with hope.
Yeah, and now I'm in. I'm in.
I honestly don't care at this point.
I just want a president that has a nice, you know, crossover.
I don't like either one of them, so.
You know.
I'm not really happy with
them. I want a president that can dunk a basketball.
Do
That's
you?
What I'm thinking.
Get him a new bowl. You can't see me.
You know, it would be great if Obama went like a thug as his VP.
He's got like the bandana.
This is my VP
head.
Candidate, Suge Knight.
You're down with my VP. You know me. It
would have been great. He did the.
Hey, I'm doing jokes. What? You had something? Why?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, what if he announced that it was Michael Jordan? Because he did this big thing in Illinois.
Like Cuba Gooding Jr. would have been behind his, sucking his dick.
Cuba Gooding. Show me the money.
But the Cuba Gooding that did radio.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Everyone's going.
He went full retard.
Muggsy Bogues and Spud Webb make it to the chat room.
Muggsy Bogues would have been a good VP. Obama should have went with another black guy just to scare the fuck out of everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Or
two
Asian
black guys. Everybody's talking about, oh, he's going to pick Hillary and no one's going to vote for an African-American and a female as president and VP. What if no one was saying that? No one was saying, what if Obama picks another black guy? That would be great. What is Sharpton? Just brings up Sharpton. Hey, 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 it's Al Sharpton. That would have been awesome. Now, see, here we go. We're back on the McCain. If McCain wants to make a dent, he picks Tracy Lord as his VP.
I like it.
Right.
Old school porn star. If Obama wanted to make a dent and shake up the box, shake up the mix a little bit, pick another black guy.
Pick a black woman.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just pick his wife?
Because she's not black.
What is she then?
McCain's wife?
No. Oh, wait. Oh, you're talking about McCain.
Now, that would be interesting if McCain selected Obama's wife. I'm picking Michelle Obama for my running mate.
Take that, bitch.
It'd be funny if you were drafted. You couldn't say no. You're going to be it. Oh, shit.
Mm.
You know that Obama, he called the people on his short list of candidates for VP to tell them, no, I'm not going with you. Like, why does he have to call them? Wouldn't that get your hopes up? Like, if you were on the short list, like, hey, Karen, how's it going?
Yeah,
you know how you're on my short list for VP and everything? Well, we've been thinking about it, and we're going to go with somebody else. We're going to go with another person. I want you to know that it was a tough decision.
Right.
But you are definitely not good enough for my ticket.
I feel better now that you told me it's a tough decision. Now I feel a lot better.
Couldn't have been just like an award show where like everybody's got their hopes up and, you know, and then they pick instead of
make it like a game show atmosphere.
Because you would figure when you get the phone call from Obama, you're like, oh, shit, it might be.
I'm getting called to the big leagues.
Holy shit.
I'm getting called to the show. Nope.
Why? And start, you know, you kind of...
But in cool if he got he picked Jay-Z as the VP.
And everybody around you is like all excited, like, oh, this could be it. And
OJ. Then, OJ would have been a great one.
You can't do that.
Here's a man that will cut left and slash right. And he had a wacky horn.
Everyone would just be like stoned for like, what?
We're going to slice the deficit.
Obama juice coming to a White House near you.
Obama juice.
When Obama wins, he needs to have sexual chocolate perform.
That boy good.
Sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate.
So I was thinking about, I don't know, this for some reason this came into my head. It might completely suck, but.
Apparently your mic don't think so.
The mic's like, please don't.
Please don't say anything.
You know that total song, Rosanna? Like, it would be perfect if you changed it to say Obama. Obama. Meet you all the way. Ba-da-da.
Obama.
You know.
Yeah.
Come on. I have to play it now.
Go ahead.
No, sing a little more.
I don't want to.
Come on, Rock.
Oh, I can. I need the latest.
We're not at a complete halt yet.
No, keep still going. No, we're doing
the show
good.
Is idling a
no,
little
you
bit.
Can go.
Go ahead.
No, I can't. Roseanne. I gotta. Mm-hmm. You can just proceed. Forget it. Mm-hmm. I have to install.
You should have picked Shaq coming in from the chat room.
Yeah.
Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu.
Vote Obama Biden. Obama Biden. Obama Biden? Obama Biden.
Shaq Fu. All right. Yeah, that would have been good.
Obama?
I'm too
upset. Obama.
A lot to do on today's radio program, by the way. Olympics is over. Everybody's upset.
No, they're not.
I am.
How quickly did that Michael Phelps story
Who?
Die? Michael Phelps.
Michael Flex?
No idea.
Michael Flex?
Yeah, Michael Phelps story die.
No idea.
Right after he won his eighth, everybody stopped talking about
him. Yeah. Fuck him.
He got like one day of press and that was it.
Yeah.
It's over.
They gave him shit for like there all these health groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I can't believe he's going to endorse Frosted Flakes. It's a sugar cereal with not a lot of fiber and blah, 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 blah. But it's like if he eats Frosted Flakes.
He should endorse Frosted Flakes.
He should endorse Frosted Flakes.
Right.
No, like it sends a bad message. It says you could eat Frosted Flakes and become an Olympian. Well, guess what? Michael Phelps eats Frosted Flakes, and he's an Olympic athlete who won 8 gold medals.
Karen would endorse Gigi's.
Of course I would. If I won 8 gold medals.
How did you...
Put me on the cover of Hustler.
How did you make it, Kodiak?
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking dipping in the pool, spitting. What?
What?
Chlorinated.
People stop swimming.
I got 8 medals, ain't
people
eight gold medals.
You win. You win with like the worst time, but people just stop swimming because your dip spit's been floating by. And
I'd be on
like...
the cover of Dipper's Weekly with 8 tins of Kodiak. Just slammed in my mouth, not hanging in front of my tummy.
Right.
Slammed in my mouth. That's what I would have done.
Just the dip, like, pouring out of your mouth.
We were talking last week. What would you do? What was the first thing you'd do if you won 8 gold medals? I'd get 8 tins of Kodiak. Dipping Jack to my fucking into a coma.
Put your medals in the empty tank.
Kanye West.
I was just gonna say that's what just thrown out there. No, as a running mate.
What did he do?
Who would have been a better choice as Obama's running mate?
Anybody?
We're thinking a black guy. Kanye West would have shaken up the mold because you know everybody would be wearing ascots and shit, rolling on dubs. 50 Cent would have shocked the world.
See, now that Obama's picked Biden, can he really give McCain shit for being, you know, or not him, because he's, you know, Obama's not going to do it, but, you know, the people who are supporting Obama can't really go, oh, you just want another old white guy, because there's an old white guy running with Obama now.
Right. Kinda. Right, but they're saying that Biden's a type of guy who shoots from the hip, yeah. And he's got... He's a guy who came from nothing and worked up into
right.
made something out of himself.
Right.
That's what they're characterizing him as.
Of course they
one
are.
Of these go-getters.
Yeah.
But if it was like, you know, he's not one of these fucking Washington he's not like a George W. Bush where he fucking went to Yale and his dad was rich and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He's just a Washington insider.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Shoots from the hip, though.
I don't
what
like
does that even mean?
Karen, I don't like the new video camera because they could see what's going on here in the studio.
Karen's new show prep?
Yeah, you're just reading the newspaper, getting stuff to talk about.
Page 7, Obama. Obama, 3 a.m. news was very rude awakening. The text message, that's what's covered on page 7.
What is Kieran
so we're going to talk about that on the show now.
Is Kieran supposed to memorize this stuff before the show?
For the people listening on the podcast, Kieran's got a newspaper in front of him. You know, Tony, of course, is pointing out. Like, look, he's doing show prep during the show. He's going through the newspaper to find things to talk about.
Hillary Clinton's going to be at the new Democratic convention.
Really?
Yeah.
What's on sale at Kifu today?
I'm sorry, that's page 9. By the way, page 8, they're talking about, I don't know, Capital One Bank.
Nice.
Love these banks.
It's a commercial break. See, you're doing commercial breaks even.
Let's talk about banks. Rock, what do you bank?
I'm at Commerce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Page 9. Wait, here's a wacky joke. Page 10 is actually page 6.
Oh, weird.
Whoa.
Look at that tomfoolery. That's newspaper hijinks.
I'd eat my ass.
Ew.
The ass Olympics is over, I'm very sad to say.
Sack of my money, what are you going
to
do?
The sack of my money is gone. She's back to Brown University. I know where she lives. I love Sacramone, the gymnast.
She's going to be a very good gymnastics teacher.
Here's the one impression I got out of the 2 weeks of the Olympics.
That's a good impression.
Made me very horny.
Oh, boy.
Because it's the ass Olympics. Has anybody noticed? I'm sure we've all noticed the amount of ass that has been on the TV over the last 2 weeks when you watch
physical ass, yes.
The girls, every sport, it seemed like the chicks had to wear like a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Pole vaulting and everything.
They're tight.
So I've been very horny over the last 2 weeks. I'm glad to see the fucking Olympics go because I can't watch fucking Channel 4 anymore because there's fucking just nice ass. All the time. Let's go to a women's fucking, I don't know, synchronized swimming. I'm watching the shit out of it because they all got great asses. What the fuck?
It's like they work out or something.
Yeah. All these countries got on the tip. They're like, you know what? We're going to design the fucking uniforms to show off the woman's ass.
We were like that javelin thrower from Paraguay.
And they're wondering, yeah, they're wondering why the fucking ratings have been through the roof. It's the ass Olympics. Did you see the Australian basketball team? They're wearing skin-tight uniform. No fucking, baggy shorts like Kobe Bryant. No.
Sex sells, man.
Sex sells, people.
Even in the Olympics.
Does it?
It does.
Wow. I'm stepping out on a limb. Sex fucking sells.
Wow.
By the way, remember that big Bigfoot story we did for a half hour on last week's show?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, it's a frozen monkey suit.
No! It's not real?
It was a
impossible.
Big Bigfoot prank. They defrosted the non-frosted refrigerator, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And it was a monkey suit with pig intestines.
We should have called up that Tom Biscardi guy and told him to go fuck himself.
And they were also talking about how if Tom Biscardi, I think those two guys in Georgia sold the monkey suit and refrigerator to Tom Biscardi, the right. Bigfoot hunter.
Right.
And now they're talking about how Tom Biscardi might have a lawsuit on his hands. He can sue them for selling him a fucking monkey suit and refrigerator.
Nah, you should be... it's one of those things if you're that stupid.
I just want to see that court case, like, on the news. You know, the fucking judge is going over the evidence. So, sir, you bought a monkey suit and refrigerator, and you're suing for...
That would have to make court TV.
Sounds like great.
Sounds like a script for a Night Court. Where's Harry T. Anderson and Bull? Come on. Night Court.
Night Court, great. Remember fucking what's her head on that?
Something Pole. Wasn't her last name Pole or something like that?
Yeah, the blonde hair?
Yeah. I forgot what her name is.
Fucking sweater Zeppelins. Oof.
And John Larroquette.
Huge fucking bombos.
What was her name?
Josh,
what was her name?
I don't
Piper.
Know.
Piper, isn't it? Some Piper?
I don't know. Emo, look it up. Make yourself useful.
All right. So the Olympics is over. Obama's running mate should have been a black guy, but it's Joe Biden. McCain hasn't announced his VP yet. We think it should be Tracy Lords, because really, John McCain needs to fucking shake up some shit now.
How about Bam Joe? Like Banjo?
Oh, the...
For a name? See, like Obama? So like Banjo or something?
Banjo?
I don't know. I'm just reaching.
How about
there.
Bam Biden?
Okay.
Yeah, but there's no real Bam, actually. Obama.
Obama?
Oh, I like Ojo.
We got to change his name from Obama to Obama
Mojo?
First.
How about Mojo? Call it the Mojo.
How about Joe Ma?
Joe Ma. Joe Bama. Oh, yeah, what do you have, Joe Bama?
Joe Bama.
Joe Bama.
We were thinking Ojo.
Obama.
Ojo.
Or O'Biden.
How about just, you could just do Barack O'Biden. That way that you know it's Barack and not Oprah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Barack O'Biden.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, it sucks.
I think Joe Bama. All right, taking a break. Back right after this.
Hey, this is John the Beer Wizard from Orlando, Florida, and I am lunaticradio.com.
Jenny, we got to go. We love you, though.
I know you love me. So, podcast convention for sure in August.
Yes, right. We'll be there, I think. Yes.
Okay, are you going, Josh?
When I get the definite, I'm going to do my best to be there.
So it's a definite maybe.
Better be more than your best. You can hang out with me and Stephanie.
Oh, well.
Oh, Steph's going again?
In that case.
Oh, yeah. And trust me, if I hear one more thing about you, oh. Oh, God.
Please.
What, she likes you?
You're
right?
Leave me alone.
She's just being wacky.
3 days in Vegas with my friends? I don't know. I might not.
You got to go to a strip club, though.
Of course, Jenny.
One of those awful ones, though.
We have to go to a strip club.
We can't go to one of those nice ones. We got
to
go.
We're going to a bad one.
The Ringers?
We got to go to one of the bad ones.
Those
where
Ringers.
Basically all it is it's an advertisement for the brothels.
Hot.
Exactly.
We have to do it. Or we could go to a brothel. They're close by there.
All right.
Road trip. All right.
All right, Jenny. We'll see you in Vegas, all right?
Wait. We can actually get tape of Karen.
Of what? Doing what?
Oh, that's true. At a brothel, Karen wouldn't know what to do.
Look at Jenny! Ooh. Jenny just threw down!
Oh, my God. Doing what? At a brothel? Oh, I don't know. Getting fucked? Maybe it's just a thought.
$1,000 a
we
minute.
We could talk one of them down on their price to, like, $10.
Good, because that's pretty much all I
do. I got a quarter and a paperclip. What can we do?
She go, you know what? You can have your money back. She'll give you like almost. She'll give you a partial refund
she'll
on that.
All you get is a pat on the back.
Would.
All she's going to charge
you. She gets Rocket. She just tell us no.
All she charges.
Please leave.
I'll give
she
her.
She go, not enough money in the world. There's no way.
All she charge you is a restocking fee.
Oh,
Kogan, myspace.com/Josh Kogan.
Oh, God, that is so fucking hysterical. She said, no, I'm not taking him. I'm sorry. But you, Rocket, I've seen your video, so why don't you come on back?
No one's going to see the video.
I think Rich Mahogany
is saying... Mm-hmm. Karen, I'll call you later, and you have to tell me who she is so I can track her down.
I don't know her.
You're not... Wow. No, relax. Jenny, relax. Relax.
Hey, what's the internet for except to track people down from your past and fucking say, hi, do you remember that you made a movie?
All right. All right, Jenny.
Bye, Jenny.
The whole world is hearing it now.
Go ahead. There you go. Thanks. She was just going to go on forever.
She gets rolling.
Yeah. She's like talking like she's falling down a hill. These words just fall out. All right, taking a break. Back at lunaticradio.com. Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're...
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Yeah. Stop it, computer. Marky Post. That was her name. Stop, computer! Jesus! Annoying. LunaticRadio.com show, Kier Rock, Josh Gogan, chilling out with you. Marky Post is the girl from Night Court, and she does have some bombs. Woo! She's good looking.
She's got a little old, though.
Yeah. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666. Hit us up, everybody. Tracy Lord should be McCain's VP. VP. VP.
VP?
That's what we'll call it. Oh, that was her topless right there.
No, it's not.
Get her, Marky Post, topless.
That's not her.
I just want to see tits rock. Oh. I'm motivated for the next segment. Word them up. Word them up, everybody.
Oh, look at that. Look at that, man. See, yeah, she really did have cannons.
She was hot.
She was very attractive.
Dig her, man.
Marky Post, look at us.
Yeah.
Whew. Obscure hot chick from the 80s.
Who's she up to these days?
Being old.
You think?
She was born in 1950, was it?
I think she's on some Nickelodeon show.
It's kind of small.
She really does have some sweater Zeppelins. Thank you, Patrick from Cringe Humor.
What?
For that one.
What?
Is Patrick in the...
No, he said that line a long time ago.
Oh.
Sweater Zeppelins. That's what we love. Marky Post. And she had that little secretary haircut. Remember the little... It looked like a helmet.
Yeah, that's attractive.
Marky
Post.
Yeah,
she had that hair like a helmet.
Yeah, but you kind of want to fuck a chick with the helmet hair.
So 1950.
With big sweater Zeppelins.
So she's 58? Yeesh. Right? 1950? Right, Josh?
Yeah, 58? Sure.
Whew. Ouches.
I'd still fuck it, though.
It. What has she done? Ooh, she because did Holiday in Handcuffs in 2007.
Really? She's doing... Oh, now she's doing softcore? I'm not hot anymore. I'll do some softcore. What is she up to? Let me see her IMDb.
Yeah, that was her most recent. 2007, so she hasn't done anything.
She did
year.
The Ghost Whisperer. She did an episode of Scrubs. Three episodes of Scrubs. Cook-Off.
Electra Woman and Dinah
Till Dad Do Us Part.
Till Dad.
Oh, Late Bloomers. Oh, Boomers, sorry. I want it to be Bloomers. The Hard Cock Life. No, that's a Hard Knock Life. Sorry. Read it wrong.
She did 52 episodes of Night Court from 84 to 92. That's a lot. Yeah, look at that. She's got a lot of.
She's done a lot of stuff, Marky Post.
Pre-82.
She was a good one. She was in a 1980s, hot piece of ass. Too bad it's year 2008.
She's old.
Mm.
And theirs are probably saggy.
Yeah. Who was that hot chick? Something Franco from Paraguay? Something like that?
Oh.
The Olympian?
Yeah. The javelin chick. I mentioned her list. I forget
her name. She was hot, man.
Yeah.
It's too bad she didn't win a medal.
She was.
She won the hottest. I believe she gets the hottest chick in the Olympics. In the Olympics.
You're an Olympiac.
You're an Olympiac. She's the hottie of the Olympics.
There we go. Olympicotties.
Yeah. Olympicotties. Here, look. Josh, check this out. Did you see this, bro?
No, I've seen her. She's hot.
Yeah.
What the hell's her name?
Look at the camel toe right there. What? Look it up. See it? Camel toe.
Nice.
Paraguay, man. She throws a fucking javelin.
Lauren Franco.
Lauren
Franco. Or Lauren. L-E-R-Y-N.
Yeah, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Piece of ass Franco. That's what we'll call her. Piece of ass. She's a model, too. She did like a... She got like a whole fucking model thing going on. She's hot. Hot chicks in athletics. Some reason that makes them... even hotter. Who's this broad here?
These are the ones. This is on the message board thread. Olympic hotties and list of form. Robo put these on. Tanya Cognoto of Italy and Stephanie Rice of Australia.
She a swimmer?
Doesn't matter.
No, not when I'm deep dicking her.
I think you're really gonna take her sport seriously anyway.
Oh wait, you're a swimmer? I can't have sex with you. Sorry.
Anybody hear the Ernest Borgnine fucking comment on Fox and Friends?
That should be hilarity.
It's pretty funny.
I love him on SpongeBob.
Ernest Borgnine, actor. Mm-hmm. He's on Fox and Friends.
He was in the Great Basketball Movie.
I believe he's 90 something, right?
He was?
Yeah.
Was he 91?
He was the owner of the Beers before they or was it the Beers?
Hmm.
He was Denslow. And then he died when he choked on a hot dog.
Denslow Washington.
All right, here's Ernest Borgnine, the funny clip on Fox and Friends.
To the show, but real quickly, you're 91. You're 1 year old. You look fantastic. You look like you're in your late 60s, early 70s. What's the secret?
I don't dare tell you. I don't do.
Oh, he is old.
No meat. You don't eat meat.
I masturbate a lot.
Okay, I think. Thank you, Ernie. That was great.
I actually heard that.
Ernie, have you ever been on YouTube before that?
Listen.
91.
Oh, my God.
That was funny. He just shook his hand.
Yeah. That's a nice... you know what, though? That's a nice fuck you for asking.
I masturbate a lot.
Yeah, it is a fuck you for asking.
He should be on the show. He would fit right in.
I bet you... I wonder if he was just... I wonder if that was just a line or he was just like...
He just threw it out there.
Yeah,
so I don't
fucking
like,
my Jack.
Maybe he does. Yeah,
he's
like
trying
he
to
really
brag
does.
A little bit. I mean, 90 years old? You're thinking that's something to brag about. If he can still do it.
Of course, what's a lot to him?
But wouldn't that be normally edited out? Like, what? You
no,
know,
when it's live.
Fox and Friends is live.
There's a delay.
Yeah,
if anyone, I'm just saying, if someone else said
you
that,
edit
let's see,
that
so
fast?
More, if someone younger said it, they would have left that in.
Yeah, but masturbate's okay. You can say that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I thought masturbate would be like, you know,
plus
out.
He was trying to hide it.
He was
actually whispering in the guy's ear if you saw the video.
I masturbate a lot.
You porn. So Courtney, the dude in the chat room, says, if that's true, Kieran will never die.
Wow.
Absolutely not. Fucking 202. Here comes my fucking birthday celebration.
It's so bad, Kieran. Last night I was hanging out with Simon, Club Jelly. We're at a barbecue.
Were you talking about my masturbation habits? Were you? Fucking
No. It was just a quick joke. Because he's like, oh, where's Kieran? And I looked at my watch. I was like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. And he's like, oh, he's Jack. I'm like, yeah. Like, 9 o'clock on, you might as well just call it a night. If he's not out by 9 o'clock,
Kieran,
consider it he's in and he's masturbating.
I did, and I'm not just bragging.
Jacking on the 11s.
Yeah, really? No wonder why you like the number 11.
It's 9-11. Time to masturbate.
I masturbate a lot.
I had a jacking weekend. That's all I did this weekend was fucking masturbate, really.
Weird.
I'm not just fucking throwing it out there just to make myself look different.
Yeah, but was this weekend special?
No, I was just bored.
Just any other weekend.
I didn't have anything to do.
You could have called me and hung out.
And Jack together?
No.
I don't want to fucking...
Like,
hey, what are you doing? Nothing. What are you up to?
Never
jacking?
That's currently? Odd to me. I hear stories about that all the time. I like dudes when they were younger, and they'll say, me and my buddies used to...
Oh, God, no.
Why?
God, no.
Why?
How can you fucking jack in a room with another fucking dude in it?
The circle jacks, and really?
Yeah.
Why would you...
That's scary.
Or be like one dude sitting on the couch, he's jacking, and the other guy's like behind a couch, and you're both just like rubbing one out to a porno that's on
like,
the TV.
Like, what is wrong?
Like, it's weird.
It wasn't... I mean, when I was a kid, it was neat. That I was able to do that, but it was never neat enough that I had to share it with my friends.
Right.
In fact, we vehemently denied it pretty much up until, like, it was one of the, no, fuck no, dude, I don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, until I was like 14, I always denied that I do it because I thought it was wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it was wrong to do that. I thought it was weird.
It was sinful.
When did you actually, what was the age that you...
Admitted to it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't remember.
Think back. People in the chat room, join in. When did you start admitting that you masturbated? And don't lie. Don't be like the fucking kooky guy. Oh, I was four.
You know what was weird, though? The first time I did jack, I literally said to myself afterwards, I'm like, man, this is the beginning of countless times of masturbating. Like,
how did you discover it?
What? How did I discover it? You know what? I can't really recall. I guess I just...
I remember that.
It was the scrambled porn. I remember that.
O-Town Rock, but when did you admit to it? Like,
another guy, let's say?
Or your friends, whatever.
Well, right, not just some random person. Hey, I jack off, how about that?
Publicly, you didn't, like, go on TV and make an announcement, but publicly with your friends that you masturbate.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know if I ever, like, publicly admitted it until, like, after, but it was in high school, like, senior year, like, I would actually admit it, but, like, I stopped, like, denying it probably around... around 14, I stopped denying it.
I gotta say, I used to fucking... It had to be high school. Yeah. When I was dating somebody, and I would talk to her about, I don't have the jack anymore because I'm banging you. I remember saying that.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. So I would say probably 17, 18. That's when I started fucking fessing up to my fucking masturbation habits.
See, that's because we...
Now I can do like a magazine. Go ahead.
We had like, when we were like 15 or 16, we'd like make jokes. So even though no one actually ever admitted to it, you know, but everyone would laugh. We'd be like, oh, I get what you mean, you know? So they're kind of like indirectly saying,
You make like the masturbation joke and your friends really find it funny. And you're like, oh, wait, hold on. Why do you guys think that's so funny?
There was a big joke in our high school because there was a huge rumor that some guy was masturbating and his mother walked in on him.
Uh-huh.
So for the rest of the year, he was just completely like trounced on and, you know, there was high school beatdowns, you know, verbal beatdowns just suck, man.
See, there was discussion of porn. Like, you know, hey, you know, you would sneak you would trade, like, porn, and you knew why you were doing
it. Right, yes. So no one ever just said, hey, I jerk off. No, it was like...
But it's like, hey, you know, you might like that. All right, cool, thanks. Like, I'm gonna go home and watch it like a regular movie and go, you know what, that was
popcorn.
A very good movie. Thank you for letting me borrow that.
There was a kid in high school that got ridiculed for... We used to call him Dino Rider.
Oh, boy.
Because he jerked off with one of them plastic dinosaurs, like a T-Rex.
No! How would you do that?
I don't know if it was...
Why?
I don't know if it was
what
made up.
What does that mean?
But there was one kid. I didn't know him, but I knew him because he was Dino Rider.
See, were you a creative jacker when you were...
Creative jacker?
Yeah, because I was pretty much... I pretty much was stuck with the straight, you know, your typical... Yeah, I wasn't like throwing fruit in the microwave or anything like that. You know, I basically did what worked, and that was it. I didn't explore any options.
The only thing I was creative with when I was younger, in my early days of masturbation, was what I jacked with, like lubricants.
Yeah,
like the soap. I tried everything.
Yeah, soap sucked.
Yeah, soap.
Oh man, I used
waste
to burn.
Like, you used to waste like fucking 3 gallons of Pert Plus on your hammer. Because it always go away.
I use Vaseline.
Or bar soap.
I tried the Vaseline.
Thick Vaseline ones.
Yeah, like the petroleum jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You only use a little dab, dude. It's petroleum jelly.
I know, but I didn't know that.
You can lubricate your car with that shit.
Yeah.
You know, you take like a dollop, you grab your whole hand, cup it on your dick.
It was a point where it felt like it wasn't even touching my dick.
See, it wasn't cool back then to discuss tips. You can't. Now you can. That's what pisses me off, too, is it's okay to do that now, you know?
Right.
Nobody's going to give you shit for it when you're in school. You could actually go, oh, try this. Oh, okay. Good. Thanks for the tip. Thanks for the jacking tip. See you to the blowjob party.
Mm, yeah. So what were you? I was 17, 18. What were you?
When I, like, admitted it? See, yeah. I never said... I can't recall ever saying to someone, yeah, I masturbate.
You can guesstimate.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, 17, 18. I think that's fair to say. Probably, like, 18.
Josh?
Yeah, about 17, 18.
35.
Actually, just the other day.
Yeah. Just now.
Just now on the radio.
yeah. Well, Ernest Borgnine, you're the man.
I masturbate a lot.
Of course you do, sir.
That's... I mean, he's got to be joking. There's no way at 91 he's still throwing it out.
Why?
91?
He could be very unlucky.
No, lucky.
Really? At 91, you still want to be jacking? You don't want to be like, I've been doing this for fucking 80 years.
If you want to live longer.
I would like to move on to something else, please.
Well, maybe he just doesn't fucking...
He's Ernest Borgnine. He shouldn't have to masturbate. There should be...
Maybe Ernest is a man ahead of his time, and he's just like, you know what? Pussy schmussy. I'm going to fucking jack.
There should be nurses there to blow him constantly.
Maybe he went to the doc one day, and doc was like, you know what, Ernest? This is the secret to life.
Can I be frank, Ernest?
Yeah. Just fucking crank that bastard. Crank that bastard. You want to live to a fucking 100-something? Crank that bastard. Mix it up. Mix up a batch. Scrap one out. Okay. Maybe that was his fucking medicine. The doc gave him some medicine. He's like, here's I'm going to write you a prescription of masturbation once a day.
Strange case of indecent case of exposure at a South Sound espresso stand leaves two young women terrified.
Pierce County Sheriff's investigators are looking for the man who came back three times dressed in women's underwear before an angry barista doused him with boiling hot water.
How about this? This is the greatest fucking thing in the world, I'm thinking.
Oh, really?
This is another right. thing that just makes me happy. Happy. And I kind of like the city of Seattle now.
What happened?
They have... bikini coffee shops.
What?
Nice.
You know, that's fucking great. That's a brilliant idea. What do you want to see in the morning? I don't know.
So wait, it's like Hooters with coffee.
It's better than Hooters.
They don't wear bikinis in Hooters.
They wear bikinis.
Well, you know what I meant.
At this coffee shop. Bikini. You can get a medium coffee, light, no sugar rock.
Like you like it.
Served by a lovely lady in a bikini at fucking 8 in the morning. That, what's better than that?
How about fucking her?
All right.
Honestly, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's annoying.
Why is it
annoying?
I'm
sick and tired of the fucking, these stupid fucking games. These fucking dick games women right, play.
Hold on.
I'm tired
on,
of the dick
on.
Games.
I got to ask a question. If
you,
there
Rock.
Was, because before the show, we go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And we get our coffee, right? Before the show.
Oh, that wasn't.
If there was a bikini coffee shop located right down the block.
Right.
Where would we go to get our coffee?
Well, we'd go
the
there, but it would be fucking annoying.
Yeah, but then you would probably get mad about it afterward. Like, why do we
I'd wind up in
go
jail
there?
After a while.
Like, I accept that they're not going to get your coffee right because they're fucking idiots. Because they don't yeah. have to be. They just have to have nice tits and look good in a bikini and they'll screw up your coffee. I'd like a medium coffee with milk.
What?
And, here's your coffee with,
they give you apple
syrup.
Juice.
Thank you. Like you're gonna complain to her?
Yeah. It would just get so annoying.
It's where you get mad at the fact that hot chicks can get away with stupid shit,
and I can't fuck them.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the story: bikini coffee shop pervert.
I'm with
of course,
on this one.
Thank
if
you,
you're
Josh.
Gonna serve coffee in a bikini, you're gonna get some perverts. Here's the story.
Really?
Strange case of indecent exposure at a South Sound espresso stand leaves two young women terrified.
Pierce County Sheriff's investigators are looking for the man who came back three times dressed in women's underwear before an angry barista doused him with boiling hot water. Our South Sound reporter Kevin McCarty is live at the scene in Parkland where the incident was all caught on surveillance video. Kevin?
Margaret, it was just after 5 o'clock on Thursday morning. Two baristas were working at this Java Girls Espresso in Parkland. They say a man dressed in women's underwear came up into their drive-thru exposing himself and just kept coming back. A bikini-clad barista at Java Girls in Parkland reacts with the shut after she sees a man dressed in women's underwear exposing himself in a car at the business's drive-thru.
He's Hold on.
Somebody in the chat room has a really good idea. This will sum up this story perfectly. I gotta find it. Hold on.
I could really go for a Starbucks, you know?
Yeah, well, I really don't think we have time for a hand job.
See, it's the beginning. Idiocracy knows. Movies always imitate real life.
Wow.
See, it's how it starts. First bikinis, next blowjobs.
How fucking true is that movie, Rock?
There's a photo photo gallery there, by the way.
Oh, of the girls? Ooh, Josh. Yeah. Look at Joshy.
I just farted again. I got mad gas. By the way,
photo gallery.
Another wow, you rock. Rock is a genius. A year ago, Rock on this radio show said that movies predict the future. Mm-hmm. Here's another example of it. We just played the clip from Idiocracy of fucking Luke Wilson going, I could go for a Starbucks. Meanwhile, 500 years in the future, according to Idiocracy, you can get handjobbed at Starbucks.
Look at these fucking bitches, man.
Yeah.
Or you look, oh, we got photos.
You know, every one of them's brainless. Look at them. They got that same, like...
They're not really in bikinis. Indeed. They're just in tight little outfits. Like,
yeah, little
outfits.
Numbers, but whatever.
So half of them are in bikinis, though.
Now, we're playing a story of a...
wearing lingerie? Jesus Christ.
A fucking bikini... A coffee shop serving coffee in bikinis, and there's a pervert outside fucking jacking his goons.
This would just annoy the fuck out of me.
Evolution is beginning, people.
I'm going to go to jail. Because at some point, I'm just going to just like not care and just take my dick out. And be like, can we do something about this?
You know what, though? You should.
Yeah, I think I have the right to, considering this nonsense.
It's like, how much do I have? It's such a... Why would you do this to yourself? Like, how much bullshit are you willing to put up with?
By me going to a place like this is like abusing myself.
Yeah. By them having this place where you can't jack off, you should be allowed to.
Hey, you get all hyped up on coffee and there's fucking chicks with their tits hanging out. Look at that broad. We're looking at fucking,
Look at that broad.
We're looking at pictures.
Such a fucking monkey.
This is the baristas?
JavaGirls.net. That's their website.
JavaGirls.net. This is pictures of the girls who work at Baristas, the coffee shop.
Hey, there's a franchise opportunity. Really? How about I just open my own coffee shop and put bikini girls in there? Why do I need to have the name Java Girls?
All right, here's more to the story of the pervert at the coffee shop in Seattle.
Okay.
Wearing a white bra and white panties, and he is...
Jemay Fedek says at first she thought the incident was a sick joke until the man came back around a second time.
Oh, and then he has underwear over his face. He's wearing hot pink panties now, and the underwear that he was wearing, they're over his face, and there's a little peepee hole, like, so you could see.
You can see the barista's reaction as she runs from the window, then tries to get a look at the man's license plates. But they were covered up with women's underwear as well.
Nice.
The man then comes back a third time, but the barista has a surprise waiting for him. A cup of boiling hot water. Watch in her left hand as the man returns. She douses him in 220-degree water.
Kylie opened the door and threw boiling hot water on his face and his chest, and he said, ooh, yeah. And then drove away.
The incident was frightening.
Wow, he was fucking determined.
Yeah, that
was... He was determined to
blow
that
commitment.
Load. Wow, look at that chick right there. I want to go to this joint. It might make me want to take a fucking vacay to fucking Seattle.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, and they probably make so much business. And
oh, they
so
do. I'm sure they make
stupid.
A killing.
Oh.
Talk about putting cream in your coffee.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. Somebody's had to go with the hack.
Oh, my God.
Something for the two young women, but this isn't the first time something like this has happened. Police agents...
Yeah, why did the girl have to douse him with fucking hot boiling water? Maybe the guy just was mixing up some cream for his coffee. Maybe the guy was just trying to order a fucking Java cup.
Like, she, you know
I
what?
I want a small cup of Joe, black. Dude, I just want it black. And before he can get the fucking word black out, like his order out, she douses him. Like,
well, if he's in a bikini, though.
If you...
Maybe that's how he rolls.
If this is what you do, you shouldn't be offended by that.
Right, yeah, he really wasn't doing anything bad. He was just, so he showed up in a bikini. So what? It's a little weird, okay, but that's the extent of it. It's a little weird.
Somebody coming in with a whole shnikes feedback sounds like my dad. I hope he's not talking about the guy in bikinis ordering coffee.
Around Pierce County are seeing more and more incidents of indecent exposure as more coffee stands open, many with women dressed provocatively or barely dressed at all.
I don't think we can make a quid pro quo there.
Hold on, where's the barely dressed at all fucking coffee shop?
Barely dressed at all.
This is causing the effect, and they certainly don't deserve that kind of behavior. But we do have some of these stands that have been victimized by these type of activities.
Jermaine Fedek tells me that there have been incidents with men making lewd comments or even exposing themselves when they come up to this coffee stand here in Parkland, but she says this is by far the most bizarre incident she's ever experienced. Pierce County investigators say they have identified a possible suspect in this case. They don't want to say much more about him until he's taken into custody. Live in Parkland, Kevin McCarty, Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
Dude, this franchise opportunity. If we have like 150 G's, we could set up our own.
Or you could just open up a coffee shop and do the girls in bikinis on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I would just go there and just look at the girls.
I mean, how many times have like the girls done like, sir, what would you like through the intercom thing? And the guys go, coffee black, hold the cream, because I got it working on it right now.
Do you want me to leave room for cream?
How many times have they heard that?
Should I leave room for cream?
Yes.
Yes, have some.
Yeah. Yes.
About a tablespoon.
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
See, now it would be...
It works.
Creatively, if anybody's listening that's in that area... Please go through the, if you're willing to get arrested, go through the drive-thru. And when you go to get your coffee, and they go, do you need cream for that? You go, no, I got my own. And you do the Silence of the Lambs thing. And just, wing it at it like Spider-Man and drive off.
Hey, the O-Town Rocker brings up a good point. They're searching for this guy still. In the story.
Why?
And
what did he do wrong?
O-Town Rocker writes, how hard is it to find a guy with third-degree burns on his face and a tug burn on his dick?
What did he really do wrong, though?
Huh?
He didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he fucking, third time's a charm. He fucking went through the drive-thru three times in three different sets of panties. I mean, you gotta have it coming.
But it's not illegal. I don't think it's illegal.
Well, he's fucking... Can you jack in your car? Is that legal?
Yeah, actually, it's private property.
Wait, was he actually masturbating, or he just was dressed up in women's clothing?
The girl on the thing says he was masturbating.
It probably depends on the laws there, but there are some a lot of states that say if you're having sex in your car, it's considered private property, so you're okay.
I've had that happen once before.
Have you?
Fucking nasty Suffolk County cop motherfuckers.
Wait, maybe he's bringing up... Which one of us has said, gotta have it coming? We said that? Someone said that?
I don't know.
What else?
I see a lot of things there. Fucking mad beat.
I don't get it.
Get it? Mad beat.
What?
Done.
Oh, okay.
Taking a break. Coming back. Looking for our funny bone. LunaticRadio.com. Sure, after this.
Hello, this is Hillary Scott. Make sure you listen to LunaticRadio.com because they treated me so well and they gave me the best orgasm ever.
I'm a little drunk.
A little bit.
A little drunk. Love when Southern girls say football, though. Are we in agreement?
It's good. I like
it. It's cute.
I like it. I like it. It's not adorable?
I didn't want to. It's like fresh words. I'm trying to avoid it.
Come on. Just say adorable. Just
it's adorable.
Give us a...
It's all about you, Rocky.
It's like when Manilow sings the hits. I love when you say adorable. It's like when Sinatra sings My Way.
Oh, you like it when I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Adorable.
Mm. Embarrassing me, actually.
A little bit of a rush.
What was that little
Oh,
my God. That's going to be disgusting on playback.
You better watch
me. You mumbling like...
You better watch your forehead when we're on that JetBlue flight out to California. My bag might be resting on it about 4 hours into
now
the
that's
flight.
That's adorable.
4 hours into the flight.
4 hours.
4 hours. Long time.
When we're over Denver, my bag might be on your forehead, Roxanne. Hey, how about this?
Full Mile High Club.
He'll be over Denver. He'll be over your head.
Oh!
You're right. Well, look where my bag's at now.
Check your luggage on Rocket's head.
Yeah.
Check your bags in at Rocket's head.
My bag's in the overhead compartment.
The overhead compartment.
I'm putting my dick in the upright position.
Strap on, please.
Rocket, check this bag.
Check this bag.
Oh. Oh. Harry Lito, you're a freaking mess.
Next call.
You're a fucking mess.
Tucson, Mike.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player, for the listener, immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
World, everybody, it's coming soon to a an Earth near you. LunaticRadio.com show. Computer doing shitty today. Here, Rock Josh Gogan, just talking about the bikini coffee shop in Seattle, who apparently had a pervert rolling through the drive-through as he's trying to get his cup of Joe, and he's wearing panties and masturbating. He got hot water thrown on him because he was jacking, trying to get a little something.
You can't open a decent bikini and coffee shop without perverts coming by.
And the boys here are saying, what's wrong with that? The guy's trying to mix off a batch as he's getting some coffee. What's wrong with that? It's private property.
Isn't that
he's
what they're there
car.
For? Isn't that what they're there for, to titillate?
Right, titillate. What's wrong with the guy taking a little titillation in his own private property? Taking it a little bit further.
I'm not buying that whole part where he's jacking off. They just said that. I think she said that. He was just... How I feel like what happened there was he just dressed up in the bikini. He's being retarded.
Yeah.
Right. But he wasn't doing anything illegal.
And she's justifying the throwing the coffee on him.
Because he was quote-unquote masturbating, which I don't think he was.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Because, you know... Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll try to go back to the... See what she said, the actual girl, her comments in the story.
Exposing himself in a car at the business's drive-thru.
He's wearing a white bra and white panties, and he is...
Jemay Fedek says at first she thought the incident was a sick joke until the man came back around a second time.
See, that's the thing. He came back again.
So yeah. What?
And then again.
So what?
He's wearing bikinis and... shut up.
So maybe that's what led the girls to think that he's fucking actually rubbing one out.
Yeah, but still.
There's no reason to throw the water at him.
And by the way...
it's kind of fucked up to throw some boiling water on a guy's face.
Call the cop.
I've known people who worked at work drive-thrus, and they said you'd be amazed at the shit you see. Like, there'll be people that come through without pants on, like just naked from the waist down. They don't throw hot water on them, or you just take the money and go, all right, see ya.
Sooner you get it done with, sooner they're gone.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm siding with the pervert.
Are we siding with the pervert?
I think
on
so.
That?
On principle.
Yeah. And we're blaming the owner of this fucking coffee joint for putting the chicks in bikinis.
Unless we can fuck them, it's completely their fault.
Let's see if you get them on the show.
It would be timely if he was on the air right now. Wow.
We were just hoping for the Skype to start ringing.
Yeah.
Oh, we could fake it.
Here's a song about vagina, as sung by the Hedgehogs.
About time. Been waiting for this song.
I did some editing and created an MP3. I find it especially useful to blare from the stereo while driving through a now protest in front of a blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
What? What is this? What are you talking about? What are you doing?
Apparently, Love Pony sent us a song about vagina.
Your boy.
And he says it's good to play if you're driving in front of a theater that's playing the vagina monologues, or a parking lot, Blair in a parking lot at the Lilith Fair. Or wherever a cunt empowerment event is in town. All right. Apparently, he likes this song, Love Pony, one of our listeners.
Okay.
Well, baby, I'm singing about your ass. Well, baby, I'm singing about your gash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your ass. Singing about your gash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your flash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your flash. Well, baby, I'm singing about your flash. Singing about your flash.
All right, dudes, lunatic radio wristbands. If you build them, they will come and we'll buy them. Mike, holy shnikes. Lunaticradio.com wristbands.
Sounds good to me.
I like it.
P.S. Fat Kev Fish Jerky.
Fat Kev Fish.
By the way, I got an image of Fat Kev Fish sent to me in email.
What?
You guys want to see it?
Yes.
No.
Here is the actual Fat Kev
Fish. Fat Kev Fish is taking off.
That's Fat Kev Fish right there.
It is.
Blurry like a Bigfoot photo.
Yeah, he's got hair, though. It's weird.
Fat Kev Fish got big balls in his tank.
He does. Fat Kev Fish has got big marbles.
Wow. Yeah, it's one of those beta fish, you know, those fighting fish.
No, it's a fat catfish.
Oh, I mean,
they look a lot alike.
What about?
Yeah, lunatic radio, they come wristbands. Not bad. I priced them out. It's not too bad. What happened?
Those
old story.
Yeah, remember that old story where the woman at the airport was died in the holding
officers
cell?
Officers arrested her and left her alone in a holding cell, only to find Gottbaum later dead. Strangled by her own handcuffs. But yesterday, almost a year after that incident happened, prosecutors ruled the cops were not responsible for her death and said they were simply trying to carry out their duties. Mike Brooks, you are a former Delta Airlines security manager.
They were simply trying to carry out their duties. I bet she stutters.
Is there any way... are there any shirts left from the blush gig? I would like one.
I just ordered one from Cafe Press from our store.
Mm-hmm.
Lunaticradio.com/swag.
Yeah. We do have t-shirts left over from the blush gig, everybody. We don't have all the sizes. I believe we're out of smalls. Mm-hmm. But if you would like one, send us a...
they can send it. What are they going to send us?
Well, he can do like East Bay Chris did.
What'd he do?
A couple weeks ago. He actually sent us a mailbag, paid the shipping. It was like $6 or something like that.
He did?
He mailed us the bag.
You never tell me anything that goes on.
And,
he did?
And I put the shirt in the bag and threw it back to him. So if you can do that, send us mail us a mailbag with the postage.
There you go.
Pay the postage, and it's about $6 or something, and mail it to us at P.O. Box, Lunatic Radio, P.O. Box 481, Wading River, New York, 11792. That's P.O. Box 481, Wading River, New York, 11792.
Or go to lunaticradio.com/swag, buy the panties, and wear them at your local coffee house.
And email us a note saying what size you want, and if we have it, we'll mail it back to you. There you go. Word him up.
Madbeat wants to mail you his bag. Get it?
He doesn't have to mail that. He can just show it to me on webcam and I'll get all... MTV draws criticism for planned new reality show.
Still on?
What?
Can they get rid of MTV?
For planned new reality show?
Planned.
Oh, for a new reality show that they're planning on doing.
Yes.
Okay.
MTV began holding auditions for a planned reality show called Model Maker, in which aspiring models will be required to lose at least 30 pounds.
Nice.
And as much as 80 pounds in 12 weeks.
Wow.
Angering body image and even obesity experts.
I like it.
The casting call was announced. Announcement read, MTV is looking for girls willing to shed the pounds, 30 to 80 pounds, become a model, and win $100,000.
I think they deserve it.
Obesity expert Keith Ayab said, anything more than 25 pounds in 12 weeks is really overstepping the boundaries. Author Leslie Goldman said, if a woman has a dream of being a model, it's feasible that she could lose weight to do it, but not necessarily in 3 months. And more is that Model Maker's time frame in for losing weight is too aggressive. So MTV trying to stretch the boundaries of decency has a good idea right there.
But yeah.
There you go.
Just
kill
make,
people by making them lose weight.
Just
giving you eating disorders.
Just make it a porno channel.
By the way, we're getting closer and closer to somebody dying on a reality show, which
about
would
time.
Be the actual reality.
Yep.
And a step in the right direction. That's what I'm saying.
Now, it was very close with the when Jenny Jones had the dude kill the gay guy.
By the way, Emo Tony, what pages of the Times is that from, Kieran? It's not in the Times, sir. What'd you say, Josh?
When Jenny Jones had that, like, secret admirer show or whatever, where, like, this dude was on, and it turns out it was another dude who had a crush on him,
mm-hmm.
and he wigged out and killed the guy.
Yeah, right. Because he didn't want to be called gay on national television.
Right.
By the way, those gymnasts. Remember the gymnasts from...
China?
The Olympics, China. The young ones.
The young girls. I mean, the young girls.
Zhang Yuyong. He Kingho. And Zhang Luling.
Sounds like pants falling down the steps.
Maybe only 14 years old.
Maybe what?
Maybe only 14 years
14.
Old. While the rules state that the competitors in the gymnastics event in the Olympics need to be 16 to compete.
Yeah, but you know what? Even, like, you got to consider the Chinese, like, they have a different new year. And they probably just count time differently than we do.
The team won 6 medals overall, including the including gold in 2 events. That means if the girls are proven to be 14, that they'd lose their team gold medal, and the Americans would win the gold.
Wow!
Alicia Sacramone, baby, got a gold medal.
Sacramone.
Maybe she'll be in the cover of Playboy, all naked with her gold medal.
I still can't get over that.
Cooch.
Can't get over that photo of her punching that dude. That video we saw when she was at school. I can't believe that.
Showing up for cooch.
There is apparently a video on the web of Alicia Sacramone at Brown University knocking out some frat boy who drank one too many Natty Lights.
Ridiculous.
Good. Give him a nice fucking jaw shot. It was good. I like it. I like a little feistiness in my broads.
Sack your money.
Sack my money on your face.
In your face.
Yeah, so what else do we got? Oh, everybody's trying to get the drinking age down to 18 again.
Yes.
New story, huh?
College presidents are doing that.
Really?
Yes. There's like 100 colleges, I think, that have signed on to this letter petitioning for changing the drinking age.
Changing the drinking age to 18.
Yes.
What is it now? 21? I can't even 21. Fucking remember.
Oh, God. Stop it.
It's 21, right?
Yes, it's 21, sir.
All right, here we go.
University campuses across the country are beginning to show the first signs of life.
It's a small little TV.
It's freshman move-in weekend at Loyola Marymount University.
It's so hard to have them grow.
Oh, it's so hard.
The parents and students have lots to worry about, including...
Sex.
What's it going to be like when your parents are gone and the kids say, Regina, let's go to the party?
I like to have fun, but I am not, like, I don't drink. I'm not a drinker.
Freshman Regina Bullshit. Johnson and her parents so have talked about the consequences of...
She's not going to gain the freshman 15.
She's getting deep dick by day 2.
Maybe the freshman 15 has changed a little bit. It's called the freshman 15 dicks in my mouth.
Hey, look at you.
That's what I like to hear.
binge drinking. But one thing they weren't prepared for, a group of presidents from 100 U.S. colleges and universities saying they want people to consider changing the legal drinking age to 18.
Now, why? Why change it? That's the question.
To reduce binge drinking.
Binge drinking.
Yes.
Not reducing drinking, they're simply driving that behavior behind closed doors into the very kinds of locations that are ideal for only one thing, and that one thing is binge drinking.
The drinking age varied from state to state. Some said at 18, most at 21.
So that guy was saying pretty much why
21 doesn't matter.
Yeah, 21 doesn't matter. The kids are fucking drinking behind closed doors anyway, yeah. So let's change it to 18 so the kids can do it in a fucking bar and everybody can watch them. We'll supervise them a little
and
bit.
And it's no big deal anymore.
Right.
Till the 1980s, when soaring drunk driving deaths led states to mandate the age at 21.
There are decades of scientific peer-reviewed studies that make clear that lowering the legal drinking age will result in more deaths, more injuries, more heartache, and more carnage on our roads.
Really?
I mean, no. What's the legal drinking age in Europe?
If you take a fucking poll.
Eight.
Yeah.
If you go back of the history of the drunk call hotline, most of the people that call in are of drinking age and driving age. And I don't know, maybe let's say around 14, 15% of the calls we get on the drunk call hotline are actual people driving cars hammered. Ain't gonna change a thing if you fucking move the age to 18.
Yeah.
Backlash of opposition. Some of the university presidents said what they really wanted was to spark a debate over the drinking age, because binge drinking on college campuses has become such a problem.
I'm looking forward to really having that sense of freedom and responsibility. Hopefully keep it under control.
Annie's dad likes the idea of lowering the drinking age.
Maybe. I like Annie's dad.
They're a little more supervised in a bar rather than at someone's house and, you know, doing beer bongs and drinking kegs of beer and everything.
We were all. That's not all they're doing at the fucking house.
Hey!
It's not all about beer bongs. It's called bull bongs. What's next? You know, lower the age to fucking drinking age to 18 and let's have fucking sex bars now.
Yeah. How about you? How about you? You lower the drinking age to 16 and raise the driving age to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! Wow, Josh, that was good.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
that like where your head's at.
I mean, really, I'm gonna go to Doug Stanhope on this one. He said, "Yeah, other countries, the drinking age is 18, and the only difference over there is the 21-year-olds in the bar aren't assholes." Because they figured it out by the time they're...
Right.
You get in there, you drink too much, you're a dickhead. But then you figure out, all right, you know, I know what this is about, no big deal anymore.
Maybe this will...
Get that out of your system. It's, you know, go from 16 to 18 and get that out of your system, and then get your license.
It's a good point. Maybe it'll make the kids grow up a little bit faster.
It'd be cool. We could be hanging out at bars with 18-year-old chicks.
Maybe this will eliminate the fucking... The drunk dude at the parties.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll get rid of that fuck.
I'm drunk. So?
Yeah.
Like you're special.
Yeah, right. You want to fight about it? Motherfucker. Want to fight about it?
Maybe this will get rid of funny hat guy. Won't have funny hat guy at the parties anymore.
I lost my shirt guy.
Because funny hat guy at 18, he'll get bombed at the party and hey, didn't realize that funny hats aren't that funny anymore.
Fat Kev's the lose the shirt guy. It's always funny.
Get naked guy.
Yeah, there's always a naked guy.
I think lowering the drinking age to 18 will eliminate all those fucking wacky guys at the parties.
Maybe it'll get rid of the monkey boy guy. Get rid of him.
No, that guy. 32 years old, he's still rolling.
The I barely know you, but he's still going to go, this guy.
In college, and we know what happened.
An idea that's sure to send chills down the spine of most parents. Sanford Hughes, CBS News, Los Angeles.
I love it.
You know,
case in point, myself, I would say I'm a binge drinker.
Right.
And the reason why is that as soon as I got to college, I was 21, boom. What is that?
Wow, that's a fucking train.
That area.
Look at that. It's like a fucking
nuclear
explosion.
Wow, that is wild video. And
I missed it. That was a train exploding.
God damn it.
Dude, you gotta get DVR for this fucking thing.
Yeah, really
spend
do.
The $10 more. It's only $9.99 or whatever the fuck it is.
Man, that...
You just have to call it in, too. You already have the remote.
I love the fucking headline news here. Student shot, dies on school floor.
Sounds like can't speak. Shot, kid, dead. Victim teased for medical condition.
They just...
Ooh, that sucks.
They need to stop lying to kids. Stop lying to
them. What do you
them.
Mean, who's
what
lying?
Do mean, what do you mean, lying?
I mean... Did you have D.A.R.E. in... Oh, you all right?
I almost fell
did
over.
Did you have D.A.R.E. in school?
Drugs against...
Drug abuse resistant education.
Or that.
You know...
I don't know if I ever got taught that.
I mean, they tell you... All the bullshit they tell you in school, like, oh, the marijuana's gonna just lead to this and lead to that, and... You know, drinking's gonna like they got these beer glasses where you put them on and everything's all goofy and
right.
Like,
really, and they make you try to drive a car.
Yeah, and it's bullshit to make you that you know it's not really gonna look like that.
Right.
So why tell these kids this? So when they actually do drink and they find out you were lying, what else were you lying about?
Mm-hmm. The only thing that is true is that drugs are really expensive.
Yeah. Make that the angle.
That's there.
Rather than spending your money on drugs, you can go out on a nice date and finger bang your girlfriend.
Right. That's what they should teach.
I like that.
In these classes that they teach kids in high school.
Drugs are just an alternative to boredom.
When was the age 18? What was that, back in the 70s?
80s.
80s?
Yeah. I think the mid-80s is when it switched.
So we got fucked.
Yeah.
If they
we should have been grandfathered in.
We should sue.
If you were alive in the 80s, you should have been grandfathered in.
Suing because you want to sue because you didn't get those extra years of drinking in?
Yeah. I want to sue. I want my fucking 2 years of drinking back.
Dude, you're a fucking mess without those 2 years your belt. Don't wipe your nose on the microphone.
It's my fucking microphone. I can do what I want with it.
Disgusting. Just wipe his nose with the
drinking age 18, Rock, what do you think?
I'm all for it. Yeah. I can get chicks at the bar 18 I could start hitting on. Woohoo.
You do that already.
What? No, they're not.
Let me tell you
getting
something.
Getting into bars in New York is very difficult,
hey,
Josh Gogan.
I'll tell you what.
Josh Gogan.
You're not allowed to buy the drink, but it doesn't mean I can't buy it for you.
I'm going with
tell you what, come to my house. I've got plenty of beers there.
Ooh, and 18-year-olds?
Yeah.
I'll go with this. I'll go with drinking age 18, driver's license 19.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Because you know what? There's a whole bunch of kids now that are 18 years old that don't have their license.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy and daddy drives them everywhere.
Right. Wow.
Like, really? What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's awful.
Kids today suck. They're the worst.
They're just spoiled
bunch of
brats.
Protected. They're overprotected. Everything's to protect them. Everything's going to be bubble wrapped.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Let's not protect them anymore. Let's make them grow up a little bit. Give them all the fucking shit. They turn 18, here's some fucking H. Here's
what?
Some fucking beer. Here's
no.
a gun. Go learn.
Go learn.
Go learn.
If your kid's going to get fucked up by alcohol, it's going to happen anyway. Mm-hmm. What does it matter if it's a few? If it's a few years sooner, maybe you can intervene a little faster.
Maybe they should do this. They should when they lower the age, they'll go. Here's some beer. You turn 18. All right, you can drink. You can drive now.
Yeah.
You can own a gun, and here's a mortgage payment. Live.
Yeah.
Go figure it out. Get the fuck out of here.
Go see what happens.
Which, by the way, all of the stuff you just mentioned, aside from the drinking, you can do at 18.
Right.
It's got to make you wonder, why not drink?
If I can suck cock on camera, why can't I buy a beer?
Yeah, weird.
Right.
You'd figure that would be where you have to go, you know what, we should make 21 the age for that.
I like your idea, though, Josh, of switching it, you know, make the driving age older.
No, I think that's a really good idea. That's a responsible idea.
Yeah. I like that.
Because that...
That's
you know
really
what that
good
is.
Idea.
Young kids driving are retards.
Jingles original.
I think they should poll the youth of America. What would you like?
You want to poll the youth of America, don't
can,
you?
You're damn right.
Tell you what, you can drink now and drive later, or drive now and drink later.
Taking applications for that poll. This is what they should do. Fucking CNN should get on this right now.
Oh, right now. Get Wolf on the phone.
Make a poll, Wolf.
Wolf.
You know what? This is how you say it. You know, dudes, we'll lower the age drinking age to 18, but you can't get your driver's license till you're 19. See what the kids say. What do they want? They want the fucking car or they want the fucking beer? What do you want first? What do you think they'll go with?
They want the booze.
Want the booze?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they're short-sighted.
Because they could get a drive from mom or daddy.
What would you want first, though?
I'd want the license.
I would want the license.
Because I'd want to get the. I would want to be able to go where I want when I want,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to you know like, but it, you know, when you're young, you're short-sighted. Oh, take the beer, but after a month of drinking, you know, like, eh, mm-hmm. wish I had my license.
Obviously,
not everyone's as smart as you, Josh.
That's my point.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, though, Josh.
Thank you.
All right. More responsibility.
If Kieran was presented with the question, he'd just be like, go away, Baton.
Go away, Baton, until I'm 20, so it doesn't matter to me.
That actually should be the thing. Is to be
on that
to,
poll, it'd be yes, no, and whatever. I would check whatever.
Should offer licensing for different things to kids. Like, you can get a license at 16, but do you want a license to drink, a license to drive, or a license to whatever? Right. Like, give them that.
No, see, it'd be like, yeah, drinking, driving, and then Kieran just write in, bait and see. Check.
I'll get back to you.
Busy baiting.
How about this, Josh?
Okay.
We lower the age, drinking age to 18. We up the driving age to 19.
Right.
What do we do with the legal age of consent?
Drop it to 16.
Yes!
Josh going for president.
I honestly want to. Well, come on. You can run.
I mean, really.
I'm
how many?
Josh's.
How many?
Go Obama.
How many?
Go Obama. You should be McCain's running mate.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, when do girls typically start fucking?
Well,
not soon enough, Josh.
You know what? My first girlfriend, I banged her at 17. That's when we started dating.
Right. So around,
but she was fucking at 16.
Right. And some of them started. I knew girls who were 12 when they started.
Whoa.
I knew 14-year-olds that were fucking.
Yeah. Girls. So, you
middle
know,
school.
Obviously, you're not going to stop that. So, if I can change the age and
16.
Yeah, 16.
16, you can bang chicks, and chicks can bang dudes. 18, you drink.
And I mean, I'm not saying,
you
know,
license.
You're still going to be a little creepy if you're 40 going after 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're creepy if you're 40 going after 18-year-olds.
Right.
So what the, you know.
Unless you're a celebrity.
Yeah, but you say, yeah, but I mean, you know, but at least that way it protects the 18-year-old who's dating the 16-year-old.
Maybe that's why.
Karen, you're not a celebrity.
Maybe that's why we all want to be celebrities. Because we have a culture fascinated with celebrities because they all want to be one so they can bang young chicks.
Yeah.
Wow, we got everything figured out in this show. Listen to this show. We figure shit out.
Going well.
Yeah. We're getting through some shit. If we can only balance the budget.
Punch out early.
The United States, we're in there. We're talking about electric lights and fucking growing plants. We're on our way to Idiocracy, man. We are well on our way. We're so far on our way.
It's got electric lights.
Did you see those videos I posted on the board?
What is that?
Of the Brondo.
It's what plants crave.
Did you see them?
No, I didn't.
I could play an audio one because it's pretty. It's good audio.
Welcome to Costco. I love you. Somebody wrote that. Go away, Baton. I'm telling you, we did a half hour on that story about the bikini coffee shop, and boom, we go into our archive of the clips we have from Idiocracy. And what did they say in Idiocracy? The line.
You could really go for a Starbucks, you know?
Yeah, well, I really don't think we have time for a hand job.
How far away are we from that? If we have bikini coffee shops,
exactly.
How far are we away from a coffee shop that will fucking serve you a cup of Joe and rub you out?
it's scary.
Dude, we're not. Who wrote that movie?
What was Mike Judge.
Mike Judge. He's so fucking on it, dude.
Soon we'll be going to Buttfuckers for some food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you want to go after the show, dude?
Buttfuckers.
All right.
And we're going to have Brondo.
And it'll be like a law for girls to put out.
Here's some Brondo. Here's your Brondo commercial.
Go ahead.
It's going.
Rondo every Thursday. I'm a dinosaur attached to a rocket ship. It's made with 100% concentrated ray. You can tell when you open the can because it's extremely loud, and by loud, I mean tasty. It tastes like a locomotive full of screaming babies crashing into an aircraft carrier, and the aircraft carrier is on fire, which sounds really exciting because fire is very exciting, but it's not more exciting than Brondo, because Brondo was more exciting than a fist fight with a grizzly bear.
Hold on. They just show his friend a picture. Hold on. One second.
Brondo.
This is the
got electrolytes.
Of course.
Brondo the Thirst Mutilator. It's like a monster truck you can pour into your face. It's got electrolytes. What are electrolytes? I don't know, but they're extremely awesome. And Brondo is full of them. And they help plants grow, which is why you should drink Brondo and not water, because water is from the toilet. And I've never seen plants grow out of a toilet. It's got caffeine, super extra caffeine, and 5 kinds of sugar, which makes it delicious and much better than other energy drinks that are not delicious. Drinking it will make you wonder why you haven't ever crushed a human skull with your bare hands. But you won't have to, because you'll already know that Brondo tastes how that would feel, which is like having sex with a tractor trailer in a parking lot. I just split my pants like the Incredible Hulk. See, that Brondo will make you need new pants. And while you're out buying new pants, you should buy some new shoes, because you're going to wear out your shoes from kicking everyone's ass all the time. Brondo will make you want to kick everyone's ass all the time, which might be good or bad, but either way, you're going to win, because Brondo will make you win in things you're not even supposed to win at, like yelling. Brondo will make you win at yelling. Or maybe instead of yelling, something else like jumping or waving, because you'll be able to wave your hands really fast, and you'll probably become invisible, which doesn't even make any sense. But if that doesn't happen, then you'll probably just end up running somewhere, which is good if you like running, but even if you don't, Brondo will make you win at exercise.
You will win at exercise.
Those videos are on the board. Just go to the listener lounge. You'll see the Brondo.
Go away, Baton.
By the way, lower the age of consent to grass on the field coming from Holy Shnikes.
Who said that? Holy Shnikes, nice.
Oh,
that's fucking funny.
Here's another clip we love from Idiocracy.
Carl's Jr., fuck you. I'm eating.
What is that, an ATM fast food?
Yeah, it's fast food kiosks. That's, you know, which really, you know, if you think about it, that's not that ridiculous of a thought. Fast food kiosks?
They used to have that. Don't you remember those old things where they
you push the button and, like, the hot apple pie would come
out. Somebody would put, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, they had that in hospitals with the coffee.
Yeah. But no, they did it. They did it with, like, in those old, like, fucking those old videos where. Yeah. And here he goes up and gets himself a burger out of the...
Those are like the future videos.
Yeah.
You know, homes of the future.
The future.
But it's really, realistically not that crazy to think.
No. It's better than... It would be better than dealing with some of the bullshit. Oh. You should... Dude, you need to... Did you get my invite, by the way, to come see me on Wednesday?
No, from where? When?
I emailed it to you. Anyway...
I got no invite.
I
invited Rock to come out to the Maui Taco.
What? When?
Yeah, I emailed it to you. But we got to go.
I wanted to go see John. I'm sorry, John.
You got to come down, and you got to go to the Burger King that is right by the Empire State Building. It is the worst experience. It's to the point where I go there for the entertainment. I went in there, and I asked for they have a new... cheesy tender crisp sandwich.
Cheesy tender crisp sandwich.
Yes, and I was like, oh, I'd like the cheesy tender crisp sandwich, please. And she turns around to the people in the back, goes, y'all know how to make that fucking ching sandwich?
No, 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 no.
And
no.
Yeah, and I was like, what? And she's like, what? The ching crisp? And it's on the wall. Y'all know how to make that fucking thing? And then she turns around and she goes, God, they're so damn stupid back there.
That is fucking genius.
And it is like, it is like a sitcom in there. And I have never gone there and gotten good service, mm-hmm. but it's always been entertaining.
Absolutely.
Well, I was at Shea about a month or so ago. I went up to the counter and I'm like, can I get a hot dog, a beer? And then I think I ordered like a pretzel. There was like a pause.
She looks up. What happened?
Yeah, I just ordered something. That's what happened.
But you had that, like, what happened? Oh. They are delinquents. Well, I mean, you should know in this day and age that you're working at a fucking, like, fast food station or some concession stand that's not, you know, that's not a great goal in life.
It's one of those things where they go like, oh, man, all the food there is so pre-manufactured, and it's all, it's not even. Yeah, they have to do that so the person behind the counter doesn't fuck it up.
Right. No, but
if they actually had to cook, if they actually had to form the burger patties and put it on the grill, you'd get, like, bolts and fucking Band-Aids in it. And,
right.
You know, it's a good thing it's all pre-made and they just have to heat it up.
But what you guys are saying right there is a real-life example of how we're heading
right.
towards idiocracy.
Right.
It's happening.
Right.
And another example is if Obama becomes fucking president, there you go. There's our first Black president? I'm not saying it's going to head down.
That?
I'm not saying we're going to head downhill, but if you notice, you ever
watermelon
watch the movie,
every Saturday? Is that what you're saying?
You ever notice the fucking president in Idiocracy? He's a fucking wrestler. We're well on our way.
And just to say, it's no disrespect to anyone who works in like fast food joints or anything like that, but you should be giving your fucking 110%. I know it's not the greatest job, but fucking make your money, but you know, fucking do your job right. Don't just be like, what happened?
The thing is if you go in and you apply yourself, you can move up the ladder so
quickly.
Fast.
So fucking quickly.
Yeah, but they go into those jobs and are like, yeah, the fucking top of the line at this fucking place ain't that good either. So
yeah, but
it.
No, it's better than nothing. See, that's the problem. See, that's... No. See, Karen, you have that awful attitude and that's disgusting. No. You fucking... You work your way up. You work your way up, man. It's
no,
totally
of course. That's the right, that's the way to go.
No, I mean, no. You just took the attitude. Ah, up there's not
I'm,
so great.
I'm taking it from the perspective of the person that lollygags, like the person Josh just described.
Well, all you
probably, her probably take on it is going... You know what? The fucking manager of this place is still fucking struggling and being balls and having a shitty life. Why did I just throw the word balls in there for no reason?
Smoking weed and shitting?
Yeah, he's smoking weed and shitting, and that's what he loves. So I'm not going to work hard at my fucking fast food gig because I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, but
I'm
why
just
work
fucking
there?
Earn my fucking minimum wage and go home and fucking smoke some chronic sack. And that's how I'm going to live my life.
But it's
an awful life, though.
It's just so
maybe
easy.
What she doesn't realize is that if she works hard at the fucking job she's in, she can earn a little bit more cash and smoke some more chronic.
That's
sack.
The thing, though, is you don't even have to work
that's
hard.
Goals for life.
You don't have to work hard to stand out anymore. You just have to do what
you have to show up.
You have to do what's expected. You have to show up on time.
Uh-huh.
You have to do your job well. And when I say well, I mean, you know, you say, you know, thank you for coming. May I take your order?
Uh-huh.
You're timely about everything, but it's not like it's hard. You don't have to go above and beyond anymore. You just have to do the bare minimum to stand out now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that fucking video of the guy who took a bath in the sink of the Burger King?
No, I heard about it, though. I didn't see it. I don't want to see it, but yes,
he's
I'm aware of that.
He's in the sink at
an
Burger
idiot.
King taking a bath.
Yeah, I'm it's funny like, guy. Look at me, funny guy.
Why?
Yeah, you just ruined your awful job.
You're
now
all
you
over YouTube. Now you're unhirable.
Right, exactly. No
why would I
you
hire you? You're that moron.
Exactly.
What a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Holly Schneider's checking in. I went to a Walmart and a retard begged and drooled all over my items.
But he did
groceries.
A good job, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'd rather have the retarded doing it.
Mm.
At least it's funny going there then.
By the way, I'm getting a request for this clip.
Well, don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up.
See, that's what doctors are going to be in 500 years.
Oh.
Cancer? Schmancer. That's what you're going to
wow!
get.
Wow!
That's what you're going to get.
You're just eliminated, Kieran. Cancer, schmancer.
Doc's going to come into the room and go, yeah, I'm sorry, you got prostate cancer. Oh, so what do I do, Doc? Cancer schmancer.
Die.
See you later.
Thanks, Doc. I'll be on my way now.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. What am I going to do with this prostate cancer, Doc? I don't know. The Giants are on.
Doc,
All I do is diagnose. I don't know how to figure shit out.
Doctor, what do you do about this cancer? Go away, Baton.
Robitussin. Robitussin's going to fix everything in the future. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more wackiness on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, this is Two Stone Mike from Tucson, Arizona, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
I want to get high.
I want to see Scarlett Johansson doing anything sexual.
Absolutely. Agreed.
She could be talking sexy and I just want to watch. I'll pay my $10 to go see that motherfucker.
I want her in the what's that, the fucking wacko blonde from that used to be on Grey's Anatomy? I like her too still.
What's the wacko bro from, I never seen Grey's Anatomy. I don't watch network fucking shit, but who was
on Knocked Up. She was like the main.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like her.
No, what the fuck's her
name? The girl from Knocked Up.
Yeah. What the fuck is her name?
Yeah, fucking Entertainment Tonight's Ola Perez. They did like 5 weeks on that broad because she was pregnant or something.
Yeah. She smokes a bit, but whatever.
Catherine Heigl.
That's it, Heigl. Wow, how'd you do that?
I don't know.
Just hit you?
Yeah, my brain's like a 56K modem. It takes a while to log on.
It came down in a couple lines. Never. Slowly.
I have a thought, you hear that. Like the telephone thing.
That's Karen's brain. Yeah, I want Katherine Heigl, Scarlett Johansson in a three-way. Thank you. So I'll make that happen. Scott's, get on it. That's what I want.
Yeah, here's when I have a thought, this is what my brain sounds like. Katherine Heigl, that's what it was.
That was awesome. That was fantastic.
Oh, God, that'll be in a promo.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
Computer.
Hello, computer.
This is what happens when you watch porn before you start the show. Yeah, whatever. LunaticRadio.com show. Computer is lollygagging. Kid Rock, Josh Gogan, hanging out on a Sunday. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNITS, 206-202-5556. Hit us up.
I'll be seeing this band in a month or so.
You're a good band, Rock.
Cake.
Congratulations. If you have faith in the predictive powers of cockroaches, John McCain will become president.
What?
A giant Madagascar hissing cockroach representing McCain easily beat the one representing Barack Obama in a race yesterday, held at the New Jersey Pest Management Association's annual clinic and trade show. Group officials say that the Republican cockroach finished the 6-foot track in less than 5 seconds. Ooh. While the Democratic cockroach was reluctant to even leave the starting gate.
All right,
there you go, everybody.
You know, I actually saw
another example of the fucking everybody going to hell. Go ahead.
Saw a headline on Yahoo News that was basically, did you ever wonder if elephants hold a grudge?
Wow.
We're all going to hell.
And that was the study. Do elephants hold grudges?
This is why I love doing radio, because we could just joke about all this crap. And all you have to do is make people laugh, and you're cool. At least try to. I mean, trying to become president is pointless now.
Yeah.
Because you just get ridiculed, and...
Not only that, but you're president
of... No one cares.
You're president of morons at this point.
You're president of morons. You're president of the Moron Association of the world. That's what it is. People voting for you are trying to predict your winning by racing cockroaches.
Yes, and those are the serious people.
Those are the people that are serious.
People who are getting grant money.
Those are the good voters because they actually know your name.
Yeah.
You do like a on the street reporting or a poll. Half the people are going to call Barack Obama the black guy. You know? And they're going to call McCain the old white guy. They don't know the names.
I bet you half of them think it's Dick Cheney instead of McCain.
Right.
Who's running that? Dick Cheney and that black guy.
And by the way, if you're one of these people out there, not like I'm on the Obama tip or anything.
You said earlier you were.
Yeah, I am, but I'm not like boasting about the guy.
You're on the tip of his
dick. I just want to point out the fact that John McCain lost to George W. Bush.
Yes.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
And now that's the guy you guys are all boasting about. McCain's the shit.
You know what, though? There's no boasting going on. A lot of the Republicans are going, oh, fuck this. Right. We'll rally.
So why not choose fucking Obama? Come on. At least you know what you're getting with McCain. You don't know what you're getting with Obama.
McCainidate.
McCainidate. McCainades.
See, we should be working for the newspapers, just coming up with stupid names for shit.
Right. I could fucking kill on that. We're doing great, right, Josh?
Yeah. The dank whale?
By the way, you were playing some great audio during the break. Are we going to get that for the radio
I'm
show?
I'm working on it. Keep doing a show.
I'm still doing a show.
Yeah.
We do drunk calls.
Things out of order?
Yeah.
Let's do drunk calls, and then we'll go back with the great audio that Rock is preparing for everybody.
Not me. This is Josh Audio.
Josh Audio.
But I'm not preparing it.
Well, I'm preparing.
Rock is preparing. Right. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out during the week and get hammered.
Ooh.
And instead of calling, you know when you do those drunk dials, you get drunk at a bar and you just like, you got your cell phone. Everybody's got their cell phones on them nowadays.
Right.
And they're like, you know what? I feel like calling people. For some reason, getting alcohol in your system makes you want to talk a lot. You know that, right? You get a couple beers in you and you all of a sudden become a jibba jabba. You're talking about everything. You know what? I fucking jacked the other day. You know, you bring up like a topic that you normally wouldn't bring up. And, well, there's like a new phenomenon. It's not new, but it's been around forever, ever since everybody's got the whole cell phone sensation thing going on. You get hammered, and you start making calls. So we set up a thing called the Drunk Call Hotline on this radio show. So you don't have to call your girlfriends or your family members and embarrass yourself because you're drunk. You call this radio show and embarrass yourself to us, and we play for everybody to hear. It's called the Drunk Call Hotline. And people do this every week. 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. Join in if you like. First one comes from Jim from Come Blow Us, Ohio.
You dirty motherfuckers. I hate you. Wow. I hate you so much because you ruined my life, because all I can do is listen to lunaticradio.com. And since I hate you so much, I'm calling to make your life better. Yeah. It's just Jim, Columbus, Ohio. I am a lot of Mai Tais deep. And, yeah, before you start tapping on it and making a faggoty drink joke out of it.
Mai Tais of faggots.
You should try one. If you try the original recipe, Trader Vic's, it's no goddamn joke. You know, you guys went on and on for years and years about the flip-flop mentality. I'm here to take it a fucking step beyond. Flip-flop and Hawaiian shirts.
Not a bad idea. Hawaiian shirts put you in a relaxing mode, I'm thinking. What do you think? flip flops and a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Not a worry in the world.
Yeah.
By the way, we're coming up on the end of flip flop season.
No, yeah. It's never the end.
Yes, it is, Ronk. Don't be one of them dicks wearing shorts in December.
Wait, what?
When it's cold out.
Oh, fine.
I have a hard time saying goodbye.
I'm going to mail you a CD of Exotica music.
Exotica music?
What is that?
I don't know.
That was gay.
Sounds entertaining. Hold on.
Gay entertaining.
Rewind. It's gay entertaining.
Drink the Mai Tais. You wear the Hawaiian shirts. You wear the flip-flops. And it's like flip-flops times 1,000.
Wow.
1,000.
Wow.
Dick bags. I just got back from Philadelphia. It's a fucking horrible place. I don't ever want to go back there. It's a long drive from Columbus, Ohio. The cats are pawing at me. They're eating at me. They're rabid. They're hungry. I'm looking for the goddamn show where Ronnie Beans talked about Hawaii. I got married in Hawaii. Anyway, douchebags.
Wow, that was completely random. He goes on to talk about, hey, fucking Philadelphia, the cats are grabbing on me. I'm looking for the show where Ronnie talks about Hawaii, because I got married in Hawaii. What?
I'll know how to call it.
Sorry.
Are you,
I finally got it to work.
Ooh, was that a hint of the audio?
A taste.
Yes.
You ruined my life, because all I can do is listen to Lunatic Radio now. So... all I can do is have my Mai Tais, wear my shorts and my flip-flops and my Hawaiian shirts and listen to Exotica music. You got a CD of that shit coming. Trust me. Flip-flop mentality times 1,000, douchebag.
Was he angry?
Douchebags.
This is a perfect example of why the Drunk Call Hotline is such a fast-growing sensation around America.
It's still fast-growing after 7 years, right. 8 years.
But thanks to you guys, I can't say
it's got a broken leg.
Word ending in S without going, thank you. All right, go fuck yourself. Bye.
All right, here's, John N-Word, everybody.
Oh, finally!
Hey, this is John N-Word, and I am lunaticradio.com. Later.
All right. Sounds like that call had mahoganades.
John N-Words got a little mahoganades and turned into rich mahogany. Doing a John Edwards N-Words impression. Now I can't say John N-Words.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Here's wait, no. That's funny.
What?
I had the John Mayer audio.
Why?
Lined up.
Why John Mayer?
John Mayer broke up with Jennifer Aniston and had a lot of weird things to say in the streets of New York.
Was it her fault? Did she do something bad? Did her pussy stink?
No, apparently Jennifer Aniston is the most remarkable girl he's ever met in his life, but he had to break up because it's not her fault.
Weird.
I don't know.
I'm sick of him already.
You want me to play the audio?
Sure.
All right, we'll take a break from Drunk Old Holland. Here's John Mayer on the streets of New York explaining to the paparazzo about why he broke up with Jennifer Aniston.
It's the most normal thing in the world. There's no lying. There's no cheating. There's no nothing. And, you know, if you guys are going to run stuff and run every lie under the sun, have somebody stand up for somebody, have me as a man who ended a relationship stand here and write some truth, and have me stand up for somebody and write that Jennifer Aniston is the smartest, most sophisticated person I think I've ever met. And people are different. People have different chemistry. They have different lives. It's not about years. It's about going out with somebody, being truthful on the way in, being truthful in the middle, and being truthful on the way out.
Mm-mm. Definitely on the way in and out. A lot of in and
it's
out.
It's about lying on the way in, blowing your load in the middle, and then lying your way out.
Yeah, right. That's what it is. Lying your way in, deep dicking, blowing a load, and then finding an excuse. That's it. That's the way it is, John Mayer, Mr. fucking Don Juan cockfucker.
You're either a cheater or you break up. And I'm not the first.
Oh!
No, you're either a cheater or a pussy, and you're the pussy, obviously.
The world's made up of dicks.
Yeah, maybe you're
assholes.
Just a faggot.
You're a faggot, John Mayer.
There's no lying, there's no bullshit.
I just don't want to be followed around New York City.
You're
like an
dick.
Animal.
Are you dating anyone else?
North Carolina.
Why would you ask me that question? I'm
People
being as
know.
Honest as I can possibly be.
So
and you're asking questions. You're asking questions that completely belie what I'm saying.
I respect that.
I ended a relationship because there is no lying. I ended a relationship to be alone because I don't want to waste somebody's time.
Maybe he rather Jack.
Exactly.
That's what he should have said. You know
that
what? Fuck the stin. I want a Jack.
He's John Mayer the and stin. Can fuck any woman he wants right now.
This fucking cocksucker. This guy fucking dumps one of the hottest broads on the planet because he wants to get more hot broads just like her.
I mean,
he can do it.
He's been on quite a streak.
And younger.
And younger.
He's been on quite a hot chick streak. I think he wants to keep it going while he's still hot.
Absolutely. This guy's brilliant, dude. He doesn't want to fucking... Jennifer Aniston's heading into Cougarville. She's moving to Cougarville.
Right.
And he's going, you know what? Fuck Cougarville. I'm going to go fucking bang the little hot bros that are 20 and don't know any better.
That are all at his shows.
Yeah.
Like, he gets on stage.
He fucking does that little guitar thing. And the fucking pussy's just exploding in front of him. He's going, you know what? Aniston? Nah. Fuck it.
I was watching the Rave channel, which is like a music channel, and they have these special little concerts of like intimate shows, like about like 400 people, not even, maybe even like 300 people.
Mm.
And they had John Mayer on one episode, and there's just like four rows deep of just hot chicks,
mm-hmm.
like in their 20s, you know.
They're all waiting on the world to change, too.
Yeah, of course, yes.
If something's not right, I don't waste people's time. I don't do the tape.
What he's doing on this fucking street here, trying to explain that he's being honest and completely honest. He's being completely dishonest,
right?
Because the truth is, he broke up with Stin. I call her Stin because we're on that level.
Why you're on that level, huh?
Aniston. He broke up with Aniston because he wants to bang hot chicks who are younger. That's the truth. Press on. Print that shit.
I guarantee you there's 20% of the people on the street right now are in a relationship they wish they could get out of, but they don't know how. And I'm going to be honest on the way into my relationship.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to be honest.
What? So was he saying he was in that relationship and he just wished he could get out of it? Was he like, fuck, I want to get out of this. Wait a minute, I'm John Mayer. I could.
Yeah, I can. Hold on.
Way out of my relationships, and I just feel like spending $1 million right now to put a mirror in every Us Weekly so that when you're reading about it, you go like, oh, that was me too, like 2 years ago. That was me a year ago. It's the most normal thing I can possibly tell you. No other element to it. And I'm sorry that the story's not interesting, but it's about time that somebody stand up for that girl.
Hey, you guys are still friends.
I think
friends.
She's great.
You guys still friends?
When you see us together, write all you want to write. I'm sorry. But I just feel like... I don't care. I just don't want people to get trashed all the time. Say something nice about somebody. She's one of the most lovely people I've ever met in my life. And I'm going through something that's a very personal thing, but you have to give that up. You have to give everything up because you can't have it all. And it sucks.
Are you
it
guys
sucks.
Still in contact?
That's
you're talking to each other.
Thanks, guys. What is...
What a fucking liar.
Just turn around and go, what is fucking wrong with you people? Your life is reporting on my life.
I know.
That's your existence. Why?
He could take that angle.
Do you fall asleep feeling good?
Yeah.
That your life is centered around what are the celebrities doing?
Yeah. He could have took that angle, or he could have been honest and said, you know what? She was getting a little old. I wanted to fucking enter the drift.
Yeah.
I wanted to drift some.
See, you gotta go back to spring training.
Yeah. We got some rookies coming up. Need a little John Mayer deep dicking.
She's good for batting practice, but...
Yeah. You know, she had a long career, nice Hall of Fame hotness career, but you know what? She's not performing as well as she used to. So we need to sever our ties and go, you know what? Some rookies coming up. Let's give them a shot. Play a little ball with John Mayer's sack.
I got some good stats in AAA. You got to give him a chance at the bigs.
John Mayer dumps the stin.
I like that. I like that. That was actually something good. The stin. I'll give you credit for that.
He's a smart man.
Yeah.
He is. Dude, all those chicks on that show that I was watching, just four rows deep, and they're all like, oh,
beautiful women all dressed up. Oh my God, it was insane.
At this moment, I would bet.
You can literally point at one and be like, you, let's go.
Yeah, obviously. This guy. You can go to college. This guy has banged colleges. He goes to a university campus to play a little fucking gig. He's banging every sorority.
God, listen to this list.
The guy doesn't have time, enough time on this planet to bang all the chicks he can.
He's dated Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, God.
Jessica Simpson. Minka Kelly, whoever the hell that is.
But Jennifer Aniston to this guy is trolling.
Yeah. Placeholder.
Jennifer Aniston's like the fat chick you don't want to tell anybody about. Honestly. Jennifer Aniston's that cougar. Every guy dates that older chick, apparently.
Jennifer Aniston was just like a time killer for him.
Really?
Just like passing some time.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, all right, you want to hang out? All right.
I love how they're trying to, like, ever since Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt split up, they're trying to paint her like some just pathetic, can't hold a man, you know, desperate woman.
They all are like that. All actors and actresses are fucked up. They're all weird.
No, but what I'm saying is like the media, the celebrity media is trying to make her into this sort of like tragic figure who can't keep a man.
Who, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
It's a funny spin for the tabloids.
Oh, it's hysterical. Yeah.
Well, not
I laugh and laugh.
What's so unfortunate about it is that she's moving into Cougarville, and she's not ever going to be able to move out of there. Yeah. She's in Cougarville.
Whatever.
Change the banner to John Mayer turns gay. Now, that would be a fucking damn shame. All that pussy. The guy's got 3 lifetimes of pussy lined up. And if he comes out and he's like, yeah, I like fucking sucking dick, I'll punch the guy right in the face. Because the potential this man has.
Yeah, but then you have a chance, and that increases your percentage at these women.
Yeah, sure.
Granted, that percentage would be so minute, it wouldn't even be an actual number. But nonetheless, you would have a chance then.
Mm-hmm.
A better chance than you did if he was not gay.
All I'm saying is that this guy bangs chicks like I watch porno clips.
You know? Every night?
Yes, fuck. I have to download.
Twice
like,
a night?
I download 20 clips a night to raffle through them like they're fucking toilet paper.
Ridiculous.
Wait, what is that?
What?
John Mayer dumps Rachel? Ross back in the game. I get it. It's a Friends joke.
Oh, look, Friends jokes. Mm-hmm. Holy shnikes, nice.
Here is Love Pony.
Yeah, fucking Love Pony. Fuck a Love Pony. Fuck. 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 Fucking. Fuck. Fuckity fuck. 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 Fuckity fuck.
Idiocracy.
Fuckity. Fuck. Fuck. Fuckity. Fuckity fuck. 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 Fucker. Fucker. Fuck. Fuckity fuck. Fuckity cunt fuck. Fuck bloody cunt piss fuck cunt. Oozing cunt fuckity fuck shit mouth fuck two fucks in one fuck and fuck it fuck fuckers.
Can I just say something? You got more
nightly news for this evening.
You got more confidence in that phone call than we do in most shows.
That's a LR show circa, well, our existence. Here is
me, but I refuse to let you go, Lillian. If you gotta beg and plead through the symphony, you know how it goes. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, that is what needs to me. R-E-C-C-P-T-T, I want to respect my mom. What's up, fuckers?
Yo!
This is Ray.
Fucking
hammered. Hammered. Yeah, you know. Just chilling out, doing the thing. Walking with dogs, giving you guys a call. I haven't talked to you in a while. Rocket, what's up, brother?
Yo, brother!
That's right, I can call you brother, because you're black now. That's right, brother. You're black now.
I'm black.
You just walk in.
Oh, my God. He just did that.
What?
Yay! I'm black.
What? I'm excited to be black.
Fucking movie on bar. And do your thing, bro.
That's Kieran, right.
You've been black for a while, so, you know. It is what it is. Hey, yeah. Let me go vomit.
I'm gonna go vomit.
See you later.
See, that's a drunk call.
Karen, you've been black for a while.
Karen, kill that.
It is what it is. Wow.
You just turn up the volume on the computer there, Karen.
Yeah, whatever. Shanghai Lee.
Wow! Leave it time. Shanghai Lee, Shanghai China, right side of the street. At the Olympics. He just said Shanghai, China at the Olympics.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go. He's in China. Go and hear him.
Hey, fellas, this is Sean from Key Largo. I am broadcasting right now from the eye of the storm. We are all going to fucking die. Everybody grab your balls. It is going to be a hell of a ride. What's happening, fellas?
Come
say what's
wind?
Up, man. This is some bullshit. Some fucking bullshit. All right? The storm, man, they told me I had to stay home and stuff. Man, I got to go to work tomorrow, and I got to clean up after this shit. Man, this sucks. All right, fellas, you just keep doing what you're doing because that's why you do what you do, and you're so good at it. Just keep it up, fellas. Slater. Oh, and Rocket.
Yo.
What's up, buddy? Your Mets? Yo, they are kicking ass,
thank
bro.
You. Thank you, sir.
All right. Peace out, bitches.
Thank you for that SportsCenter update.
No, thanks. Yeah, Hurricane Faye.
He must have got hit hard. I wonder how he's doing this week. We'll find out next week. If you call in, if you don't, we'll just assume you're dead. Because his area got it pretty hardcore.
Hurricane Faye was bullshit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here's Tipsy and PCB.
Yo. What? Tipsy and PCB calling from Tropical Storm Faye. It's raining. The wind's blowing. All right, back to you guys. All right, one more thing. One more important thing.
Hurricane reports, though. Keep them in. You people that are living in Florida love the radio show here. We want hurricane reports because...
Race Car Johnny doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, Race Car Johnny lives in North Carolina.
So we need those new Florida reports.
Yeah, and you know the hurricane's a little bit better in Florida than they are in North Carolina. Yeah. Once they get up to North Carolina, they're like a hurricane, like Hurricane Faye, like a one pussy hurricane. We want those, 97-mile-an-hour fucking hurricane fastballs that hit fucking Miami. I want a report from the beach.
I like how Tipsy started his, like, with the Race Car Johnny, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 this is Race Car Johnny.
See, that's how you got to start your weather. Yo, 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 yo.
Yeah. And, finally, Simon, everybody.
No, Grace.
Oh, I can't leave a message, but go ahead. I'm paying. Right, here you go. Adam.
Uh-huh.
Go away. Baiting.
I was a little drunk last night.
You got drunk last night?
Go away, Baiting.
We had a good time. We had a little barbecue.
Barbecue.
Bunch of drinking.
Go away, Baiting.
All right. Do you have the audio ready?
Oh, yes.
What are we listening to? Don't just play it.
This is a clip from I guess that's a German show. They've got...
a German show.
You'll understand him. He'll say the new wheels on the block. It's three guys...
New Wheels on the Block, like a take on the New Kids on the Block?
Right. It's three fellas who are in wheelchairs.
Ah.
And they are handicapped.
And they sing...
And they sing songs. Now, the first song is, I'm guessing, a German song.
Right.
But then they do sing some songs in English where they've changed the lyrics to fit their lifestyle.
Okay. Which one are we going to hear, Rock?
I don't know. It just says New Wheels on the Block.
New Wheels.
New Wheels on the Block.
This is going to be funny.
Sort of wheeling around. Dancing like. Here's a familiar song.
Nice remix.
I'm rolling away. Because the legs are not the game I think every day.
I love Germany.
Podcast with bigger problems. Happy today. At least.
A good one. Hold on, stop it, Rock. This is Brian Adams, right?
All right. You want me to
three guys in a wheelchair. Are they handicapped? Are they really handicapped?
Yeah, they're really handicapped.
All right, I want to hear him sing this one. Okay. Brian Adams tune. What is it? Is it from the Robin Hood movie?
I don't know the song. I don't know.
All right, play it. Retards.
Go away, Peyton!
See, he wants to get to her, but it's all stairs, no elevators.
Right. That's a medley, huh?
I highly recommend going to YouTube and entering in New Wheels on the Block so you can read all the lyrics because they are very clever. These guys, basically what they did was they go, you know what, we're handicapped.
And we're gonna take the hits of the day and make them ours.
Make them our own.
Right.
We're going to, you know what, you can't make fun of me if I make fun of myself.
Right. If I poke fun of myself first, nothing you can say will ever hurt me.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
God bless those guys.
God bless the weird chair people. The weird chair people.
Weird chairs.
He's in a weird chair. He's in a weird chair.
He's all weird.
He's in a weird chair.
Wow. See, now that you've done drunk calls, it's kind of hard to...
One. Take a break.
What do you do?
Easily. Oh. Take a break. Back to right. This.
Go play.
Lunatic Radio. This is...
Rocket right now, everybody's getting a lap dance by two chicks, courtesy of Blush. www.blushlongisland.com.
BlushLongIsland.com is right.
It's a great strip club. It's located in Comac.
Oh, my God.
It's Long Island.
All right, so now they're both on top of it. I mean, on the couch. Holy shit.
Are you getting a hard-on, Rock?
What's that?
Are you getting a hard-on?
A little bit.
No rides, no rules. Not in effect.
Get ready to send in those Rocket Strip Club remixes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Holy cow.
He doesn't care about the radio show right now.
No, fuck the radio show. Hey, guys, you want to start your own show? Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Hey, Rock, ask her to speak into your skin mic.
My skin, my that gag. Holy cow! I got these people out of work. Holy crap!
All right. So,
I don't know what you. God damn, these girls are amazing.
They're dancing on.
Yeah, they're like doing a little dance thing. Oh my god!
What are they wearing?
Wow, not much.
All right.
Not too much is being worn right now. Holy
Rock,
crap.
Rock.
They're really friendly with each other. Oh, Precious has her baby. Holy crap.
Wait, Precious has a baby?
We gotta just do something with the music, though.
We can all just lay here and just kind of. Holy crap. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't even know how to describe what is going on right now.
You're listening to the sounds of Rocket at a strip club getting a fucking live lap dance.
God.
This is a guy who...
I've never been here before, but I think I'm going to come here every day. What's that?
First time here.
This is amazing. Holy
man, pussy
LunaticRadio.com.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Don't.
And we do anything like this. Holy.
Rock. Tell the girls that you want to syndicate your semen.
I don't think they'll go. Holy shit. Oh my god.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
Oh, what the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Just fuck yourself.
Maybe a hammer the computer's away in the show tonight.
Good old country girl played during the break there. The segment we did way back when. Rocky, give me some good news about her. We were right. Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to make sense to the people who listen on podcasts now that we...
Well, they could listen to that old show.
I guess if you go back and
they should.
And listen to the... I don't even know what show it was on, but...
I think you could do Country Girl in the blog.
We had this girl, Country Girl, on the show in the webcam. She was on the webcam in the chat room.
We had user webcams.
We had user webcams, so it was a lot of fun. It had a whole nother element to the radio show.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge, hint, hint, kick in the ass. It was great, because she was really smoking. She was a MILF, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she had an 18-year-old daughter.
Which was as hot.
As hot. And her 18-year-old daughter had a boyfriend, and we started grilling Country Girl about, you know, have you ever fucking done anything with the daughter's boyfriend? And she was smiling, saying no, smiling, saying no, smiling, saying no, and it turns out, she did maybe a little bit of this rock, maybe?
Yeah, I think you can say something like that.
A little something like that.
Something like that.
So we were right when we were grilling her live on the show about possibly doing some stuff with the old boyfriend.
Why didn't that happen when I was growing up?
And it happened.
God damn it.
Another fun segment that was done a while back on the show.
It's just not.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
By the way, congratulations to Vietnam for getting one medal.
It's the, it was the October 21st show. October 21st, Fat Kev's wedding, 07, of course.
What was it?
The October 21st, 07 show. The Fat Kev wedding recap show.
October 21st, 2007. That's when we had Country Girl on. Vietnam, one gold medal. Sudan, one gold medal. Singapore, one gold medal.
It's more than you or I, Kieran, so...
Malaysia, one medal. I should say one medal. None of them had golds. Wow.
Who cares?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I think Malaysia cares.
So now, they showed... CNN kept on showing the gold medals. They showed China on top of United States as far as the quote-unquote winner, if you will. But technically... USA had more medals.
Right,
yeah,
more medals
China had more total gold.
It's the big medal count.
Which to me, the gold is the more important medal anyway.
If they have a medal count, it should be the gold medals because you won the event, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Silver and bronze are just like a parting gift.
Exactly.
United States had 34 golds. China had 49. 37 silver and 36 bronze. 107 total for the United States. China had 49 golds, 19 silver, and 28 bronze. Total 96. China,
hey,
you
happened.
Win.
We're not running audio. Is audio running here?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, it's running on this side.
All right, good. So we're going to do the backup stuff?
No, we could keep going. I'm just trying fixing it.
Word them up. It's the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Kier Rock, Josh Gogan chilling out.
The countdown to food has
begun. Down to food has begun because we're all hungry and we all go eat after the show. Pretty much we do the radio show nowadays so that we can all get together and go have a meal.
Right.
Afterwards and see the hot chicks. Apparently. I got nothing else for this segment.
That was weird that happened, though. I don't like when weird things happen.
So now I gotta do work. Now you gotta do more work.
Now I gotta splice out from the Zoom that segment. That part.
It's internet radio.
And then you'll close the lights, you'll be waiting in your car, and I'll be sitting down here in the dark. You'll be at the diner. Oh, don't be doing stupid bits.
I tried to do it. I wanted to see what my fart sound like on the microphone. Didn't work though. This is internet radio, though. This is going to be competing with the Sirius XM.
Actually, you know what? I can
do that.
This
is high tech shit.
You're not going to work on this till Wednesday, so it doesn't matter. So I'll leave you these pieces, and I'll just do that one piece at home.
All right. Thanks for having a conversation. I was trying to get in some. We are competing with satellite radio now, Rock.
We are?
Yeah.
Why can't we just get bought out by them?
Because there's no more XM or Sirius. It's Sirius XM. And now they don't have any competition, and it has to be, internet radio. It's us. So we're big time now, Rock.
Oh.
Everybody that does internet radio is now big time.
So does that mean we'll get the show ups by Wednesday?
Yeah. That's what happens. We're competing with the big time now, Rock.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
All right. All right, if you say so,
no,
I'll buy it.
You always were.
I totally don't agree with what I just said. But
Clear Channel starting internet radio. They have their own internet radio station going on. Clear Channel?
Do they?
Yes.
Is it uncensored?
I don't know that part. That's a fair question, though.
Yahoo's had one for a while.
Was it uncensored?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What about Life 365? How are they doing?
Who?
Life 365. The birthplace of lunaticradio.com.
Right.
You know, internet.
Are they even on? Can you look that up?
Yeah, Life 365. I think
they're
still
Live 365?
Around.
That was the first internet radio network, right? Oh, well, one of the first. Actually, probably was the first.
And then iPod came about and
Live365.com. That's when we were on that back. Fuck, I don't know when 2001, 2000. They
still
had the same website too.
Yeah, same shit.
What's on Live365? Nothing. It's the same fucking sites in 2002. They just have different advertisements. Yeah, advertisements are updated a little bit.
Let's see if I could. Do they have, like?
Is our show still on there?
No. You took it off. I don't know why you took it. Did you have to pay?
I bet you're still... Yeah, it was like $40
a
month.
Really? Wow. I'm going to find some talk show and throw it on.
Let's put on a talk show. See what they're talking about on Live 365.
What do you want to listen to? Give me a...
Shock. Put on shock jocks. Do a school for... search for shock.
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 We were nominated for many awards with Live 365.
Man, and then
we didn't win any.
No, we didn't win any.
We're
0 for 8.
How about the snug?
Oh, the snug sounds like two guys, 2 hours, all nonsense. Catch our live show every Thursday at 2100 hours. Fucking military time douches. Oh, their rating's not too good, though. It's a 2 out of 5. These guys are going to be good in the snug. Why are we doing internet radio battles? Oh, wait. I want to listen to the chuckle check.
What? Where?
Right underneath.
Oh, wait. We got to go to that instead.
Oh, wait. No, it's stand up and catch sketch comedy. No. I don't want to listen to that bullcrap.
Okay, hey.
Still loading. See, this is the fun.
What about radioprank.com? We play phone call pranks all the time.
Live 365.
This is the snug?
What is this?
What is this?
I don't know.
I was waiting for two guys, 2 hours, all nonsense.
Sucks.
I guess if we don't listen on Thursday nights at 2100 hours, we don't get the nonsense? Or the two guys, or the 2 hours?
Yeah, they just play
the nonsense?
Ew, they play music, and that's a song that they picked when they're... That's ridiculous. This site sucks.
What about radioprank.com? That's a great one. It's Jeff and Jeff. Yum Yum Cat? What? I don't get it. What are they playing?
What's going on?
I'm just angry.
We play phone pranks all the time.
All never stopping.
You know how you can name your, you know, your DJ yourself? You give yourself a screen name? You know what his screen name is?
What is?
Fun Master.
Fun Master?
Wow.
For who?
For this radioprank.com.
Oh, the Fun Master.
He's mastered fun?
Hello?
Radio pranks. These are great. Radio pranks, because they're fun.
Here you
go. Oh, man. Are you serious?
Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer,
a corpse underneath your floorboards or being a victim of the day on XL102.
I prefer the latter.
Well, you get your wish.
Oh, God. That's not even funny.
No, it's not.
No.
Then why am I laughing?
I'm down. I can't get over this.
All right, what else?
Wow, for the master of fun.
Get rid of radio pranks.
Right. Check your floorboard.
I don't get it.
Wow.
How about Foul Mouth Radio?
Foul Mouth Radio?
Oh,
like fucking cunt?
Say that.
All the time?
All right, overmodulation.
Foul Mouth.
No, because when you're foul mouth, you can't just go, hey, fuck, cunt. You got to be loud with it.
Actually perform like
ambulant.
Okay,
I got it.
Like a fucking technical term for stomach acid?
I don't know.
like a
careful
surgery called keyhole surgery.
Maybe you should get another job.
Yeah, maybe.
It grabs part of the stomach and it wraps it around a vowel.
What
to
is this?
They have an internet cunt.
What are they?
Yeah. That's what we call holes, right?
Number nine.
Yeah,
the girl that collapses every time she laughs.
I don't mind chicks.
She's like one of those fainting.
Just not comedians.
Yeah. Hey, she's 20.
Man, they even got a rocket on there. It won't shut up.
Almost any sort of strong emotion.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, no, he's on our show.
Exhilaration, anger, fear, surprise, and even embarrassment can also cause sufferers to suddenly collapse on the spot.
Wow. I'd like to fuck her.
Oh, would you?
She wants
it's foul mouth radio.
Yeah, just get the ragdoll sex.
Whatever. She like, once collapsed more than 40 times in a single day.
In a single day.
God damn you.
Whatever.
Rednecks never equal funny.
What are they talking about?
Love the people, but they're just not funny people.
Well, I would never be able to fucking leave the house.
Yeah, it's like you go outside and you just something funny happens.
You know, they're filling their quota, though.
Something
foul mouth.
Happens like every 5 minutes. So this bitch would be dead.
She also suffers from narcolepsy, which is usually linked with both.
I got one. Randy Goat Radio. Inappropriate, offensive, and just plain wrong.
I think I remember that guy.
Let's give this guy a whirl.
This guy's like Bubba Love Sponge, I think.
Ah, does he have the voice?
Yeah, he's got that overmodulation voice
Randy
guy.
Well,
he's been doing it forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
WRGR Boston.
Huh? RGR, Radio Goat Radio.
Live, 365.
We're listening to live 365 shows.
Arizona. Yeah. Maybe someday they'll have a coastline.
If there's the Arizona
is that Brian
coastline.
Scott?
Yeah, if California does the right thing and breaks off and floats into the Pacific. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Someday it will.
As soon as California slides off this continent.
Everybody burping on the radio? Is that the thing now?
I want to hear. Lord Humongous
still in my bed.
Talking to Waffle House.
Why don't you go back to Arizona?
Wait a minute! Instead of just saying it, he had to play a D.
Right.
He had to play Howard D.
Clip. Yeah.
For a visit. Okay.
Okay.
I want to hear foul mouth radio.
And
because I want to hear curse words.
Okay.
I want to hear foul mouth radio.
Let's find out what happened.
We're listening to Live 65 radio shows to fill the last half hour of our crap show.
Yeah.
Foul mouth radio.
Foul mouth radio. Get ready for the bad language.
It's so bad, it's good.
It's foul.
Or foul. Mrs. Bird, a house spa manager, has transformed her home into a
boring
zone and tries to help.
Give her a chance.
Now stop, Rock.
She, like, lives by candlelight. If I can, I don't know.
What happened?
Well, we have to take a break.
Oh, no.
Do you?
I was intrigued.
Well.
This is the best part about Life 65. It'll drop out randomly.
Oh, really? That's great for radio.
You're listening to Foul Mouth Radio.
Are we?
Fucking all other radio stations.
They are. You're actually fucking radio stations?
Yes. The only way we know how.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, with bad radio. now they're playing good
girls,
stuff.
I cannot express enough to you the importance of the matching bra and panty.
Foul mouth radio.
Right.
Hold on.
Here's the foul mouth radio breakdown. You've got the foul one, who's the producer.
Oh, you got the website?
Yes.
The foul one.
Captain Cuntbuster.
No! These are the names of the hosts?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, what's the website
What's
called?
The website?
Foulmouthradio.com.
Wow. Foulmouthradio.com.
Cannon? Yep.
Now, what is his job on the show?
He's a production supervisor.
Man, chick's kind of cute. I'll take her.
Go to the who they are, though.
Hey, they got our font, I think.
And Melanie Mellon.
Hey, look, they got a model girl.
They got model chicks.
They're doing better than us.
Their website, they got meat.
Let's go join them.
Oh, man.
Foul mouth radio. Oops, I'm taking a dump.
They've got advertising.
Cannon fucking rant.
They got babe of the day.
Oh, wait, I want to listen to Cannon's rants.
Previous babes. So basically, they just find fucking chicks on the internet and they post the pictures on their website. Wait, why? Because I can't do that on another website.
I used to do that.
I can't just Google it.
They're sponsored by
We posted babes on.
Hotties of the week.
No, but we're talking about it. We're not just posting pictures on a website.
They have foul mouth radio t-shirts.
Hey, they got
Cunt Buster's
Corner.
Nice.
I like these guys. I want to go join them.
Cunt Buster's Corner?
You guys need a producer?
Yeah, I need somebody to be
loud! You need a CEO!
Rocket, what's your resume? I go, Whippy!
What can you add to the show? Loudness.
Overmodulation. And dead air. You're hired.
Foul mouth radio, because we're fucking all over
the
radio.
Oh, they have a horoscope.
Station.
What does that mean?
Oh, get it? HWHORE-A-scope.
Look at this guy. The foul one holds a fucking gun.
He's got a gun.
This one's in a dumpster.
I get it. That guy's got big tits.
Let's look at Melanie.
I like Melanie from Foul Mouth Radio.
She's Irish.
She's the girl that was...
We have no idea about this show. We literally just found it 5 minutes ago.
Are they still in break?
What's the horoscope? The whore. And with like whore, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Are they still in
break? It'll tell me when it switches.
All right, good.
What are you, Karen? What is your horoscope? What is your sign?
What is my sign?
Yes.
Weird. I am a Taurus.
Taurus. Well, here is your horoscope.
Internet radio at its rudest.
Naysayers.
I was just about to read the caption
the
there.
Fuck? Naysayers and people with attitude problems shouldn't even be allowed within your range of eyesight.
Let's read the description of Foul Mouth Radio for everybody.
Okay.
Internet radio at its rudest and crudest.
Fucking crudest.
Trying to waste time at your shitty fucking job? Question mark. Tired of listening to the same fucking songs over and over while you surf the web?
Question mark.
We have a brilliant fucking solution, fuckers! Exclamation point!
Or mark, depending on...
Whatever! Try Foul Mouth Radio for size! Or on for size, if I can fucking read! All you have to do is click and listen to the listen button below, and you'll be whisked to a land of titties, boobs, and obscenities against nature.
It says booze.
Oh,
God, you can't
booze.
Read.
Booze.
Period.
Captain Cuntbuster and Cannon Show.
Featuring melons.
Takes everything that is good and pure in the world and vomits on it in a drunken stupor.
Exclamation mark or point.
Why would you ever want to miss out on that?
Question mark.
Click on the listen link below.
In quotes.
And kiss your manners goodbye. We have no room for the tame and serene here.
Period.
Get all of the hot topics, news, and insanity you could ever need here.
With Foul Mouth Radio, comma bitches, exclamation point.
Punctuation extreme.
Wow. Hey. I am fucking locked in to Foul Mouth Radio. Hey. Fuck everything.
Looks like a picture of your microphone here.
Huh?
Looks like your microphone.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have Foul Mouth television. Videos in shit.
Olivia Munn's boob jingle. Let's see what this is.
Nah, it's disappointing.
Wait. Oh, wait. So she wasn't on their show?
No.
Oh. These Who's just, Olivia Munn? Wait, I want to see that.
See, they have a radio show, Rock, and then they have wacky stuff on their website for
everybody to
see.
Oh, and they make like, who's Olivia Munn?
Hold on, there's Cuntbusters. Oh, you can email Cuntbuster.
I want to hear the Cuntbusters rant.
Dude, she's hot. Who is she?
She's on G4 TV.
Fucking A, man.
Yeah, watch it. Anyway.
I want to hear Cuntbusters rants.
Where is it?
Right, isn't it right there? He has rants. I saw something about rants on the website.
You have rants?
Cannon's fucking
there
rant.
There we go. Cannon's rants. I want to hear Cannon's rants. Can you
All
click
right.
on
this?
That?
Yes. You ready?
No, not that. Here. Over there. There we go.
You want Cannon's rant?
Cannon's rant.
Oh, it's a blog. Well, look, they got the chick to fucking
Those
mouth.
Lying fuck face.
It's on.
Fucks.
They're on the MySpace.
Are they? Are they still in break?
Oh, wait.
Those passed them for a total of 17 states that tax digital purchases. And don't worry, they're totally coming to a state near you. It's only a matter of fucking time.
Oh.
After 24 days,
filling
the
that fuck
tops
quota.
Of Dark Knight
Here we go.
Has been dethroned.
Lunatic Radio, where we listen to radio on the radio, and Lunatic Radio with 2 out of 3 hosts can read.
Films
hey,
of
fuck
all
yourself.
Time list. The Christopher Nolan Batman sequel is now placed number 3 on the list. Interesting to note, the Shawshank Redemption comes out the victor in this contest.
I don't get this.
Is it interesting to note that?
Do you want me to read the blog?
You know what? Foul Mouth Radio? My first impression of Foul Mouth Radio.
Yeah.
Scared of the microphones. They talk like they're scared of the microphones. Hi, guys. Hi. This is me. This is us. Yeah. Back in when we first began the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, welcome to Lunatic Radio. Hi, it's Kieran and Doug and Nikki DeBone. Yeah. We got wacky stuff to do on the radio show today. Like, they're scared to, like, pronunciate and get crazy and foul mouth.
I'm going to read a little bit from the blog.
Okay. What is the blog about, Rock?
Those lying fuck-faced fucks.
Fuck!
God damn it! That shit pisses me off!
Exclamation point!
Do you know how bad I wanted Bigfoot to be fucking real?
Question mark!
Real fucking bad!
Comma!
I tell you!
Comma!
Period. Real bad!
Period!
You're the worst at this.
That's not a comma? I thought that was a comma.
No. Those fucking redneck fucks in Georgia can suck my bladder infection out through my dick hole.
What?
Really?
They
Period.
They fucked with my emotion, and now it's going to be even harder for me to believe in some weird shit if it ever hits the news again. Parentheses, and I'm sure it will, considering the track record of the U.S. media. Close parentheses. I want to fucking believe, just like Agent Mulder, but these lying fucksticks, well, he hyphenated fucksticks, won't quit jerking me around.
Dictionary fucksticks is
so
not hyphenated.
He's basically talking about saying fuck and talking about Bigfoot. Let me see whether, here's a Foul Mouth trailer.
Fucked. Good thing I know kung fu.
Miss it, and you're fucked.
Man, I love the word fucked on this show.
Back. And during the break, I got a text message.
Hold on, go back.
I can't. Friends that we used to go up there and party with and stay the night with and shit.
But something happened, right?
Cannon apparently left some of his pajama pants.
Apparently left some pajama pants over there.
Because I got a picture of
phone booth
pajama pants, and they're both wearing the one pair of pants. And it's really
next funny. Segment. Come on, take a break. Come back right after this. Look, foul mouth, coming right up.
Actually, that's pretty good show.
Real baggy. Okay.
I'd say that too.
They're real funny. Whenever they're wearing
with two guys in my pants.
They're real big, okay? Those pajama
you know what's
pants.
Be
other
weird?
Microphones like cups and strings. Uh-huh. What's going on here?
Let's just steal this Melanie chick.
You know what? You need
I want Melanie for our show.
Yeah. I have. I think this show needs to be monitored because I have a feeling that they're going to find out that...
Oh, yeah. Through the internet grapevine?
Yeah.
It's time for... The Worst of the Net.
Oh, boy. Are we honest?
Oh, here... Featuring Lunatic Radio.
Evil phone sex. Evil phone sex operation.
I love this show.
Yeah, so this is where we go and we find.
This show is so fucking ag. I mean, come on, they have fuck you.
Whatever
they have fuck you bumper stickers.
But we find websites on the net that we really like or really.
Yeah, but they get chicks to do it.
I know. Kudos to you, sir. Wow, look at that broad.
I like her.
Was that the.
Yeah, yeah, bada bing. I like.
Like?
Wow,
holy
shit.
On her.
Hold on, steal that.
Hold on. Congratulations to Foulmouth. That fucking brought on your fucking website's great.
Any MP3
holy
shit,
shit Bada Bing is smoking hot.
And they'll text
is that their girl?
No.
Oh, it's not? They just take this shit from the web and throw it on their fucking site and make it look like it's theirs?
Games and stuff they can text
is that what they're doing?
For free. It's all free. You don't have to pay for it. There are like an ad that you might have to watch, but I mean they're real short or they're just a picture. And you're like,
you know, with a great website like this, the Foulmouth Radio show has their show is just not up to par.
I know. How do they get all these fucking chicks? And it's like they're talking out of a tin can.
Any MP3 that's on your computer, you can turn.
They probably are very aggressive,
right?
In their
straight to your phone
emailing of chicks.
Look at that shit.
Like you, there's no, there's
that's
no,
a professional photo shoot.
Look, there's no, no reason.
I don't think these girls are theirs.
There's no reason that's why there shouldn't be like a bunch of
what are we doing?
Naughty America girls that have Lunatic Radio stickers on their tits.
Yeah, why not? How can we not making that happen, Kieran McCann?
Huh?
Exactly. That could be pulled off.
I have to jerk off and do it repeatedly.
Check it out. Tone.
No time for emails and whatnot.
No time for work. Got to jerk off.
You need to basically
go away, Baton.
Exactly.
These guys need
the sign on my door reads "Go away, Baton."
Look at this on the under HUA.
Are they on iTunes at all?
Ringtone websites.
Are they on iTunes?
Yeah.
What's the name of their show again? Foulmouth.
Go away, Baton.
That's Kieran when he's.
That's the name of my new radio show coming out.
Manertainment.com.
You got iTunes?
Manertainment.
Now this is a.
Fine, I'll look it up.
Working site almost.
I tell you what, they got the. I'll give you this. Foulmouth, great. internet presence with their website.
He's a fucking,
it's balls out. It's really good. It's a good fucking presence with the internet and their website and stuff. Radio show, no good.
Do you see their schedule? Every hour of the day, they have something with their show. Look at this. This is their schedule. It's all their show.
Yes, they are on iTunes.
Also, a lot of the shit, the videos and stuff that are uploaded by members of the site.
All right, there's Foulmouth Radio. Live 365.
And there's no reviews for it.
I guess we began this radio segment by looking up the old live365.com, yeah, which we used to be a part of. We ran the radio show on it, and we wanted to see if they still existed. And then we found the great makers of Foulmouth Radio. Foulmouth! Well, we say fuck every on the tens.
I recommend their website, but I don't recommend their show.
Yeah, how
website's great.
How do they get all those fucking chicks with the tits?
I don't know.
You email them as a listener.
Yeah. I like your show, LOL.
Yeah, I just ran across your show, and I loved what I saw.
But can you tell me how you get all those chicks to actually partake in the shit? Partake in the shit? Hey, here's the pick of the day.
Pick of the day is a
dog with a porcupine quills on his face.
Dog meets porcupine.
So supposedly the new contest is for $1,000 cash. Get your stickers and start taking pictures. So you take pictures.
You gotta offer $1,000 cash. That's how it happens.
Yeah, that's... Do they got backing? I mean, are people that locked into?
They can't even get a review on iTunes. I don't know how much backing they're actually getting.
They got a lot of broads with "fuck you" stickers on their thing.
Sure do.
Maybe we should do like man titties.
You know what it is?
The big motherfucker.
You know what it is? Once you get like a couple, then other chicks don't mind it because it's like, okay, you're not the first one. Of course, their top ones are, you know, professional photo shoot chicks.
So that's the key then.
Right. You get some, you know, chicks to just fucking.
All right, Rock. You've got an assignment.
Great. Thanks.
Except we want them on their cooch.
Yeah, we want on the cooch, Rock.
And
what is that? What does that shirt say? Speak fucking English?
Yeah.
Oh, I really read that.
There's a boobs.
Oh, wow.
Wow, these chicks get fucking naked.
These can't be their chicks.
Just get a MySpace page. I don't get it.
Hotties of the week.
Oh, great.
Go away, Baton.
You're not putting out. No, she is.
Yeah, Hottie of the Week time, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the World Entertainment Theme or the Hottie of the Week. You can join in at home or in the chat room. You can email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with your Hottie of the Week, and the reason why we'll read them on air. Or you can post them in the chat room right now. Rock, I need to see that. Oh, you're trying to get your hottie.
Wait, what do you need
to say? Pointless segment. We just started doing it last week again. We used to do it back in 2001, 2002, 2003. Then we got rid of it. Anyway. Old Town Rocket checking in. Give me $1,000 and I'll put a bumper sticker on my dick. That's what we got. We got men.
Yeah, that's what we got. Yeah.
We get men that listen to the show and not many
great.
Of them. All right. Let's go around the board. Who's your hottie of the week?
I'm taking the Lorenz Franco.
Ooh, the Paraguayan. Paraguayan.
Paraguayan.
Paraguayan.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's your hottie of the week. She's the hottest Olympian out there, Rock. That's a good one.
That's how I roll.
I'm going to go with Jenny Lee.
The Jenny Lee?
Jenny Lee. Go to Naughty America. Of course.
Disgusting.
No, I'm not disgusting. She is a hot piece of ass. Jenny Lee, former, I believe, porn star.
Oh.
On Naughty America.
Now what is she?
If you log on to Naughty America, I believe she's in my sister's Hot Friends.
Ah.
On that website. And now I think she's just a model. She did porn for a while, and I think she quit that, and now she's like a model. And she's the hottest fucking broad I've ever seen in porn. Hands down. Hands down.
Hands on your dick, you mean?
Or that too, Rob. Word him up. Josh Gogan, hottie of the week.
You know what? I will take Jennifer Aniston.
You taking the stint?
Yes, I am. I think she needs the boost. After a horrible breakup with John Mayer.
Holy Schnikey's checking in. Hottie of the week, the lead singer of New Wheels on the Block.
Highs of the week is already flaming.
Highs of the week rolling in. Good stuff. All right, that's our hotties of the week, everybody.
Yeah. Remember when we did a radio show?
Yeah, we do one.
No, we do. Foul Mouth Radio, check them out.
Foul Mouth, because they say fuck on the tens.
On the tens?
Fuck. By the way, Old Town Rocket checking in. McCain's wife, hottie of the week.
She is hot for an older broad.
Mm. We need a. If you can,
plus she owns a brewery.
We need a new name for Hotties of the Week. Hotties of the Week. We can't call it Hotties of the Week. That's hacky.
Sunday Snatch.
I remember when we stopped doing this Hotties of the Week thing, and then like I was listening on radio, and then I sports talk radio shows are doing this. They do Hotties of the Week. Hotties of the Day or something. Hotties of the Day or something. I don't know, something like that. And I was just like, hey, everybody calls it Hotties.
Chicks you'd like to jam your dick down their mouth.
Yeah, like. Slits you like the...
What?
Fuck.
How about the...
Foul Mouth.
Boy,
Foul Mouth Radio.
Boy, I'd fuck that segment. Yeah. It's time for the boy I'd fuck that.
I'd drop the hammer.
That chick's adorable segment.
No.
Give her a package of sperm.
Yeah. I'd like to FedEx myself to her in the Bach week.
Thing.
Stuff. Jenny Blowjob, honey of the week?
Where
Jenny
is
blowjob
Jenny?
A lot.
Where is
a
Jenny? Lot.
I don't know. All right, we'll see you people next week. We're off to go eat. Stay tuned to my Naughty America top five scenes of all time.
And just to put the visual in your head, around 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern during the week, Karen will be jacking off.
And Karen is being very diligent with it.
No, hold on.
Hey, wait a minute.
Rock's wrong.
What?
9 and 11. 9-11.
On the 11, sorry. Well, 9-11. Eastern.
9-11, yeah, 9. Yeah, 9, I do a nice... show's over? Well, I would just say, 9 o'clock, I do some looking around.
You sit down here, you just kind of look around.
11, when's the event begins. The event begins at 11.
You look around. You're like doing computer window shopping.
Hold on. Game over.